Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
Dipo Radio in full effect. Beautiful Wednesday night we have in here. I'm sitting here in Cali. It actually just, like, it's about to storm, but it's been a beautiful day. Oh, man, just beautiful things happening here at Dipo Radio. I got my man Buckshot, BCC, Duck Down, BDI Thug already in the house, chilling with us. Buckshot, what's happening with you, homie?
Yeah, I'm on deck, man.
That's what's up. And obviously, we you know, some of the things we try to do here on Dipo Radio is I have a lot of followers that are, you know, my age, and I don't really want to put my age out there like that, but, you know, definitely grew up listening to hip-hop through the early 90s and late 90s and everything. But we also have a lot of newer followers that, you know, don't necessarily know who Duck Down and everybody is and yourself. So go ahead and shout yourself out to our newer fans that need to really do the knowledge on it and tell these people who you are.
Well, I mean, for the most part, I'm a leader in a group called Bootcamp Click. Bootcamp is a group that started out in what they call the golden era. But because I think everybody has a golden era, but we started out in the 90s, and we came out during a certain climate and the time and age where you had to really use a lot of different tactics and skills lyrically and stuff like that. So that's why they call it the golden era, because I think more people think that they don't have to use that much tactics, which I disagree with as well. But, you know, I'm also the CEO of Duck Down Records and Duck Down Music. And Duck Down Music is one of the last surviving labels of the golden era, what they call the golden era, one of the last actual labels that will actually work a record and work for you as opposed to being a bank. So yeah, I'm one of the last survivors. I'm one of the last hopes for people that don't have that outlet to get out there and want to actually make money and not just put, you know, free music all over the internet.
Absolutely. And you know, quick question on this, especially Duck Down's been around for so long. You guys been so relevant for so long. And like you said, you're the leader. How have you guys been able to stay in your own platform, in your own sound, the way Bootcamp has always done, but then still stayed relevant for these times? I mean, you guys are still make bangers. I mean, look at you and Ninth Wonder still doing this. I mean, I know Sky Zoo's doing this thing. But then you even go back. I mean, I'm still a fan of Representatives. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still bang the Angel for Death. I mean, everybody that you guys have had has just been incredible. You know, to Rusty, to I mean, everybody. How have you kept that consistent with formulas like that?
I think, hold on for 1 second.
Move off.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm on the air live, laying at bed. The reason why we were able to stay so consistent, and I'm sorry, my kids is like interrupting this interview. They have no idea who I am, and nor do they care. So they're like, they're just interrupting me right now. So I'm sorry. And that's the only reason why you hear such like a couple of, you know, so many distractions of because I'm on the phone, and, you know, in one hand, and I'm trying to answer the question. I got, you know, my youngest who knows she's supposed to be asleep right now, and she's just like me. She's an insomniac, a musician, and it's everything. And she's the one that drives me nuts. So anyhow, we stay relevant because of the fact that we've always kept our ear to the street, and I think that one of the main things that separated Duckdown from everybody else is that we've always been a label of tomorrow and opportunity, that we believe in giving other groups the opportunity and stuff like that. We don't believe in hogging the opportunity. It's not about us as it's not about me as an artist. It never was. From day one, I always paved the way for people like myself that needed a voice. And I've always been that person that said, hey, you know, if I could get on and I could put, you know, people on like myself, you know, I would do that, you know what I'm saying? If I can get on and I would have the opportunity to put people on and give them the answers, the ones that I would have wanted, I would do that. And that's what I kind of made my career.
Yeah, that's what's up. So on that note, you know, take it to Black Moon. How did Black Moon originally come together? And like I said, I've had the pleasure of interviewing FT. You know what I'm saying? I haven't had Evil D on yet, but now, of course, having you. How did Black Moon originally come together?
Well, Black Moon, in short, Black Moon came together because I met 5FT at a dance studio that we used to dance in and practice, and my MC, who writes books now, actually got incarcerated and, got hit with a large amount of time, so 5 introduced me to E, and E said that, he's working on production. Why don't we form the group Black Moon? We got the name from Evil D's brother, Mr. Wall, and we formed Black Moon at that time. And myself, 5FT, and a guy by the name of Mr. Wall, or AKA Fenster, was the original Black Moon. And then right before we got our show, Fenster decided to leave the group, and Black Moon proceeded on as his 5FT, Evil D, and Buckshot, and that's exactly when we got the record deal. And, you know, from that time we came out with Who Got the Props, and from there it was history.
And definitely we, played Who Got the Props, and it was amazing when 5FT was on that we played it, and some of the younger kids we actually had call up. And I was shocked because obviously me being such a fan and like you said, the quote-unquote golden era going up there, I mean, I'm just a huge fan anyways, but they were like, yo, that was that song that Lil' Kim was rapping in the Notorious movie. And I just kind of slapped myself in the head, and I'm like, well, it's good that they know, but at the same time, I just kind of felt like, how could you not know what Black Moon was doing? I mean,
it throws you off, right? Because you forget, you know, each time that, you know, that these are younger kids, so you're so caught up in like how we are, you know, in the era, you forget that those kids wasn't even born yet, you know. So it's like no kid has an obligation to listen to the music prior. A person has to want to go back and listen to old records and stuff like that. So it's definitely a blessing whenever anybody. I was just telling my mom that the other day. Like, we've reached that point where I could actually be amazed at anybody who even give us any type of acknowledgement, because 20 years has went by, and 4 years in hip-hop years is like a damn decade, you know? So just the fact that people still even acknowledge anything that we do is a blessing. But at the same time, you know, we're one of those groups who, you know, every time they mention, you know, best of this, the 90s, that, we don't really get mentioned that much because we were the first ones that set up the independent era. So we people have to understand all the other groups, Mobb Deep, this one, Wu-Tang, Nas, Biggie, all these people were on major labels. And we kind of always got pushed to the side because we were on the independent, and then we made our own independent. But to no surprise, that actual formula is the formula that is used today, not only by young MCs and young talent, but actual labels like Def Jam have decided to switch over to that type of formula where they make you work for your own self and they just fund you.
Yeah. Well, and we've had to talk to the independent game. I mean, obviously, like you said, you're originating it. and you originated it, should I say,
one of the originators, you know,
yeah,
not to
be. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. I'm just saying in a general sense
mm-hmm.
for this. But
there was only about four of us, though, still. But
yeah, yeah. But the independent game has definitely changed, and it is still somewhat of a double-edged sword. Like you said, they were all going through majors, and although you were successful, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that you had to do extra yourself just to get the little bit of shine that they were getting. Because when you're majors, they hire a whole team that may not even have heard your music, but are out there promoting it like that's the only thing they listen to.
Of course. Well, who, you know, you look back at it and you say, you know, both of us got a good end of the stick, you know. That's only for a small few. For the rest of the guys, I came out on top because we're still putting out, you know, records. You know, what's funny is that we've actually, we don't promote that it's on our label because it's actually just something that we promote and we rock with. Well, Prodigy has a project out right now. And we are largely involved in that project. So yeah, it is interesting that Talib Kweli, he has a project and a label through our label, Knife Wonder, Jamla through our label, Be Real through our label, you know, and there's a few other artists.
Marco Polo.
Marco Polo, you know, Static Selector, through our label, David Dallas, there's a few people that's through our label, and we've gotten to that point where we're reaching the status that I've wanted to reach, which is I don't want to be looked at as a Def Jam. I never wanted to be looked at as like a Murder, Inc. or the label that's coming through and bring. I just wanted to be looked at as a dope corporate company that puts out records and knows how to do business. I wanted to be damn near looked at as like a, you know, I don't want to compare myself to anybody, CBS or any, but I never wanted to be a crew label. You know, I just wanted to be a place where people could come and get opportunities that other people would not give them. And that's who Duck Down has ultimately become today, because people could put out records all day, but if you want to get paid off them, if you want to be in the system, you want to go on the right tours, meet the right promoters, you know, do the right video and promotion runs, then it does pay to be on a system that has that type of experience. Or you can kind of do it the half-ass way, which a lot of people do only because it's all that they have. So in a nutshell, they just put out, I call them studio artists, you know, because they're in the studio all day long, and they put these albums and projects and EPs and LPs and do, and they put them together, but they never come out. You know, they never come out, and there's a reason for that. You know, it's like if you want to do something, you can either do it the right way or you can do it the long way. Because there is no wrong way. There's just a long way or the short way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know what, real quick, because the call lines are starting to build up. I'm going to go to this track, Stop Rapping, you know, with you and Ninth Wonder. Tell me a little bit about this project, and obviously this isn't the only project you guys have done because they've all been crazy. But tell me a little bit about how you guys got together and really started doing these albums.
Well, Evil D introduced us to Knife from the very beginning as far as, you know, putting it out there. Then Drew and Knife hooked up. And after Drew and Knife Wonder hooked up, they came to me. You know, and I linked up with Knife. And from there, I went down to, you know, North Carolina. And from there, it's just been an ongoing relationship with me and Knife. We just have a chemistry that's really good, so that's why we call the album Chemistry. And he's one of the producers that I love to work with. I'm that type of, I work with a lot of different producers and give different people chances and stuff. Like I said, I'm a conduit with my talent, so whenever it meshes and it matches, it's just a blessing.
Absolutely, and I'm going to go to Stop Rapping definitely because this is a banger, and then my co-host is in the house, and he definitely got some questions, and we're going to hit these fans up, and then you know what I'm saying? I got a couple more questions. So definitely, let's get into this music. Knife Wonder, Buckshot, Stop Rapping, Die Full Radio. Come on.
Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. Lie to me. You see, like camera in action, everything ain't for everyone. Son, stop rapping. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. Lie to me. I see true career collapse and everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rap, dang.
You make it look so easy for me to get paid. What? But this trade, I've been at it for 5 joints and I still ain't making profit the pocket 1 point. I paid for my trip to the UK, even spent more than the grip in 2 days. I figure, hey, if I'ma blow right now, then I'ma go right now. My dough low right now, but it'll loosen up as I'm moving up the chart. But the only chart I see is a bust. My money feel cold like crush, but me and my hot, so I know it ain't us. We the shit, we ain't even sell a record yet. Every door on my block saying son of that. The mixtape gone, the father of the feature. The problem is none of the feature coming out neither. So you can now neither come forward and say son I ain't gon' blow and I know it. I can't show it. I should've kept my 9 to 5, but hip hop had me believe that I should try. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. Lie to me. You see light, camera in action. Everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rap. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. Lie to me. I see true careers collapsing. Everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rap. Stop rap. Gucci, Louis, Gucci. Kill me when they say they making movies. You know Bruce Lee, Return of the Dragon. Enter the Dragon, enter the stage. Y'all can't imagine, it's no beauty pageant. You don't get picked, you put in work and they love you cause you didn't quit. You don't make movies, you make skits for little tricks in your neighborhood. Then you disappear quick. David Blaine, you can say the blame for yourself. Cause you f***ed up, boy, no one else telling yourself. Yeah, we on tour when you win around the world and you both Honda Accord. Oops, a minivan. Duke, did anything? Say you the best? Not yet. Change your plans. Go get another career, cause hip hop is like a ball head for you is not here. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. You see like camera in action, everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop right. Look up in the sky where you'd rather be. Lie to yourself, you can't lie to me. I see true careers collapse and everything ain't for everyone, son. Stop rap. Son, stop rapping. Son, stop rapping.
Gospel radio in the house. Y'all need to stop rapping. We got Buckshot to do it for you. Just listen, pay attention, take notes, read Cliff Notes. They probably don't even have Cliff Notes anymore.
Man, like I just, you know, that I just said that. I made that record for the people that was around me, really. So I'm like, I live a crazy career because as a person, you know, I like to express myself. Sometimes I'll express myself in the public, you know. That's one thing about an artist, you know. You live this life where it's like a catch, a good and a bad, you know. You live a life where you express yourself, but people may hear you express yourself one way and say, I want you to stay that way because that's what I love you as. But then you express yourself another way and they say, well, now I don't like you, you know, because, you know, you express that type of thought. But you know, true fans are like true lovers, you know what I'm saying? They are unconditional, so they love you when you're upset, love you when you're mad, love you when you're happy, love you when you're up, love you when you're down, you know, when you're on, when you're off, you know what I'm saying? Because true love is sacrifice of time and energy, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can give you a hug or a kiss or a handshake, but that ain't true love, you know what I'm saying? True love is when you put your time to the side for somebody else. So if you actually taking 5 minutes of your day to listen to me, then that's true love. You know what I mean? I got to give respect for that, period.
Yeah, absolutely. But you guys, I mean, look, you have always stayed in your lane as far as, you know, the genre of hip-hop you've done, but it's not like you're making songs still that sound like they're in 1992. I mean, y'all have done a pretty good job in staying up with the times and not having to switch directions. Did you guys at one point have a major trying to throw something at you, be like, well, if you just do this, we'll...
Nah, that never happened to us. Artists normally make that decision on their own, but that never happened to us. And then at the same time, you know, the artist side of me is one thing. The CEO side of me is another. You know what I'm saying? Because I allow that to be because I'm a fan of music. You know, I'm a fan of music. And just because I create a certain type of music and a style of music doesn't mean that that's the only style that excites me and the only style that's like people mislead me and think that I listen to like, you know, nothing but grungy, crunchy, you know, raps about, you know, just spitting lyrics every direction all day, every day, which is not actually true. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like Biggie, you know, Pac, Nas. I like to listen to those artists, and I like to, you know, listen to everybody. You know, I like battle rappers. I love battle rappers, you know what I'm saying? And I love Kurt Cobain. You know, I love a Big Sean is one of my favorite lyricists or artists out, you know what I'm saying? And I hate that a lot of people sleep on Duke. Like, that nigga is just that he's just so amazing because when you start to understand the art of emceeing, you know, people just they don't care about the technique, so they just listen to what they like and they either like or they don't. But Big Sean on that record, you know, with Drake, he flipped about 9 different flows in one verse, and that's like one of the hardest things to do as an MC, you know what I'm saying, and do it right. So, you know, anytime somebody do that, I give them that credit. I listen to it and be like, wow, you know, I'm a fan of that. So just I do stay in my lane as far as – I don't say stay in my lane because I don't even know what that is. I just know how to listen to a track and express myself, and I guess that's what people feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that's Buckshot, you know.
Yeah, and you know, really what I mean, staying in lane, I guess, to say is just, you guys, again, you're always so consistent.
I understand you, though. No, I understand you, though. Don't get me wrong. I understand you.
Absolutely. Well, I got my co-host, Matt Four, you know what I'm saying, Die Four's own. Matt Four, you there?
What's up? What's up, BDI? What up, Buckshot?
In the house, you already know. You know what I'm saying? I'm in here, man. I'm like, I'm loving it, man. This is the best. This is the best era, man. Like, you know, the best era is the era that you're living in. You know what I'm saying? Because the past is the past.
Exactly. Yeah, you're allowed to stay allowed to see the next day keep coming and shit. That's perfect. Well, anyway, what's popping, man?
Hey, Four, hold on. We just locked Buckshot. I'm gonna call him right back. I don't know. I think he maybe accidentally said it, hitting mute or something. He hung himself up. So I'm going to go to this change up real quick. Actually, I'm going to go to Shorty Left real quick. We're going to come right back with Buckshot. Die for radio. Let's do this.
I'm out for my dope cause I ain't doing what you said. I'm out for my dope cause I ain't doing what you said. Spread rumors like butter on the bread. I'm out for my dope cause I ain't doing what you said.
Listen to me, baby. You know I'll be on that, you know, on that kick rock. But listen, boo-boo.
This is my life, my L-I-F-E. I ain't leave my wife, my wife left me. I was on my grind, G-R-I-N-D. She said she heard the labels, but mine's was indie. What that mean? That mean everything all mine. And the check's all good, but it's not all the time. I'm under the impression that you get it, but you still leave me hanging like a necklace, fine. I'ma do mine, I mean do me. If you need a check up, you should find an MD. Until then, my prescription is how to act right. Hold me down and not back right. See, I was thinking about you last night, hoping that you see the real, no flashlight. Let me ask you like a few questions. The first one is why the hell do you stress? And the second where the checks went. This is me and you, on the grind too. You should have my son, why he can shine too. Yeah, hope I'm loud enough. Listen.
Why you never satisfied, but you advertise. Walk the streets with your peeps and talk a lot of lies. Spread rumors like butter on the bread. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said. What you said. Spread rumors like butter on the bread. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said.
Yo, I supported dreams and everything that you wanted. But what about my own? Ain't got the family I wanted. I know your grind keep the lights on, a roof over, refrigerator's full. But I wanna drive a new Rover. And how we gon' have a son and you ain't never home for me? Maybe you should think of going major, cause these indie G's don't keep me pleased. In the latest fashions from Fendi, I can't have my son growing up eating Wendy's. You a good man, never cheated on me, yeah, true that. And we living comfortable, but I want you to be famous. Millionaire money, take family trips to the Caymans. Okay man, I get it though, you ain't really so with that. So I ain't with you no more, make a choice or I'm leaving. It's me or the music, go major, extend your visas. I know you're happy, but for real, I think it better please us. If I ain't happy, then you won't never be happy neither, like.
Why you never satisfied, but you advertise. Walk the streets with your peeps and talk a lot of lies. Spread rumors like butter on the bread. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said. What you said. Spread rumors like butter on the bread. I'm out for my dope, cause I ain't doing what you said.
Gospel Radio in the house. We got our special guest back. Just a little technical difficulties. That's what happens with the beautiful world of live radio. So, Mad 4, go ahead and holler at Buckshot. He's, you know what I'm saying, back in action.
Yeah, oh, yeah, back of course. In action, you know, I've been a big fan of Black Moon since 1993. I remember ditching high school and smoking weed and listening to Into the Stage. You know what I'm saying? Out here on the West Coast, when a lot of motherfuckers were just basically bumping Snoop Dogg, Too Short, and Cube. I was like one of the outsiders out there bumping that East Coast, especially your the first tape, for sure.
Man, that's what's up, man. And it's crazy because, like I said, that was one of the best eras we came and we had. And I look back on that era, like, you got Snoop, you got Cube, you had, you know, us, you had, you know, you had Scarface. You know, on the South and stuff. You had Bun B, you know, Pimp C. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it was a beautiful time. You know what I'm saying? We had Souls of Mischief. You know what I'm saying? That kind of came in and also paved the way for.
There was a lot of variety of rappers back then, though. You know what you see? Like today, I mean, this is the new cast, but back then you had more to choose from. I mean, I remember being at the record store and I'm like, fuck, I only had like enough money to buy one tape or maybe two tapes. But then I'm like, oh, do I want this one or do I want that one? But see, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that is due to the fact that, like I said, I mean, you got to ask yourself what labels are, you know, what labels are around that are really doing it. Like, there was, you know, a lot of pop-up labels, you know, came around. Everybody's in a state of chaos because once the machine broke and nobody knew how to work the part, everybody just claimed they had the machine just because they had a part of it, but that didn't mean that they had it. So people were running around with like a muffler, a brake pad, or whatever, and saying, I got my own label, you know? And they would wonder why their car wasn't moving anywhere, you know? It's like, and then you got, you know, labels that are, like I said, like a Def Jam, where you have a Kanye. You have a Meek Mills, you have a Rick Ross, you have a Lox, you know what I'm saying, Jadakiss rather, and a host of other artists that are now treated so sadly that they have to follow the Beyonce formula, which is, let me just put this album out myself because, you know, my label don't know what the hell they're doing and they're just in a state of chaos even though they try to say they're not, so. I'm going to show the world that it's really just about my music in itself and it's not about the label. And now, you know, everybody else is following that format. But, you know, like I said, you got to have a way to actually do it the right way. And that's the thing, man. But again, there's a lot of good stuff right now. You know, the game is in an elevated position. It's in a great position. This is like basketball. You know, I'll go back. I look at the dunks that people were doing back in the days. You know, and it's nothing like the dunks that the kids are doing now. And so, like the Eric Bledsoes, there's nothing like the dunks that the Dwight Howards. So those type of guys, as opposed to the dunk from Kareem Abdul and those guys. And those dunks were great, you know what I'm saying, during the Kareem era. You know, they revolutionized, basketball mm-hmm. for that era. So all the guys that was around during that era, they will remember that, and it'll play a big part in their lives. But unfortunately, these kids have no relation to it except for looking at it and going, that was nice, but this guy is in my era right now, so I'm chasing after him. You know, he's my competition. So people are more concerned with, the now, because they want to know, they're concerned with their competition. And that's why, I label like Duck Down, we host to groups like Joey Badass, Pro Era, CJ Fly, and a host of other new artists that Static Selecta rocks with. And that's what keeps us alive.
They're dope, though. Those artists are dope.
I mean, I'm a fan of good music, and I'm lucky enough to use my knowledge and machine and experience to help those fans, to help those artists. If I am a fan, and say, I'm a fan of yours, and they say, wow, I would love some help. I'm like, are you kidding me? Help from me? Like, I would do anything I can, just because I'm such a big fan of yours. And there's artists like, TWO. TWO is probably one of my favorite artists right now. He is not a lyrical artist. He is not whatever. He's more what you would call a club artist, but he's from New York. He's from Brooklyn. And he's an artist that has written hooks for different artists and songs, And people say that all the time. And I say, well, what song have you written, Nate? Can't tell me. But TW has written like 50 racks for Jim Jones and stuff like that. So he got joints under his belt, but he's one of my favorite club artists right now. And I'm hoping to do whatever I can for him. You know what I'm saying? And that's not something that I'm trying to bring out, and that he's going to do his thing regardless.
Yeah,
you know
that's
saying?
What's
but
up.
Do, hey, when are we going to get a new Boot Camp Click album?
You know what, we're doing a new Boot Camp Click album this year, you know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, because we were working on, everybody was working on their own individual joints, and I think that, I think the savagery in some of us is just there, you know what I'm saying? I think the savagery and as far as like, just the hunger of that microphone and being able to get back in the ring and with some of the dopest MCs, and go at it, man. And that's the reason why I bigged up Hollow the Dawn. You know, I bigged up all the battle. I'm a battle rap fan, and I think that those guys should really, really get more light, and they should get more light anytime that somebody could give it to them. You know what I'm saying? Because those rappers are the ones that are going to put that light back on not only underground artists, some type of, artists like Joe Buttons is supposed to be Hollow going against Joe. I mean, who wouldn't love to see that? That's in the sport of MCing. It's not about it's no different than seeing two boxers go at it. I could shake both their hands and all.
I gotta interject real quick because we talked about when the Boot Camp album was coming. What's up with what's going on with OGC, Sarang and Top Dog
up with them?
Are they gonna drop a new album? Because even the last, the Storm obviously. Classic,
Strike Back. Woo! They go in, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully after this Boot Camp album, they'll drop an OGC album. I mean, the good thing is that everybody's still together, but on the other hand, everybody is, for the most part, in reality, everybody's older, people got families and stuff like that. So it's like the reality of, hey, I would love to do this on the same level, but, some of us are, they're just, tied up and stuff like that. So you know, that's just how things go, you know. You know what I'm saying? But you know, for the most part, you know, when you love hip-hop the way they do, you know, it never dies. You know, it's not something that dies out. So it's just like anytime you're ready to get in, it's just going. And big up to all of the people who are fans of our style of just going in.
And by the way, I love the show y'all did for the 20th year anniversary. The YouTube, that was a brilliant idea. That was just brilliant how y'all did that.
Anytime anybody like anything that we do, I'm obliged. I'm blessed by it, and I'm happy. You know what I'm saying? And again, I think the next couple of months is going to be very interesting because I put together an album with P Money, and I think P Money is a producer from New Zealand, one of the dopest producers out. Period, from New Zealand. I don't know what it is, but probably because of the point of my life and where I'm at, you know, in my life, I think I just love this album. I don't like when people say I love it like the first album. I just love this album so much because I didn't have an album that I could naturally play in such a long time and want to hear it like I'm a fan. Like, that doesn't mean the album's not good. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you heard Chemistry or any other album, and I said I didn't play it as a fan, that doesn't mean the album's not good. Just means that that album actually went to the way I usually do it. You know what I'm saying? No, like, I would listen to Enter the Stage 2. You know what I'm saying? But after that, even some of Enter the Stage, I would be like, you know, like, the ones people like a lot, I would get shy if they turn that off. You know, whatever. But for the most part, this album is something that I'm listening to it and going, man, you know, this dude gave me some dope-ass beats, man. I think that's probably why I love it so much. And then it's raw, you know. It's raw beats, it's raw lyrics. I didn't go in and try to make songs. I didn't. You know what I'm saying? I know how to do that. I know how to go in and make records, you know what I'm saying? This is just beats, rhymes, and fucking, pardon me, this is just beats, rhymes, and going in. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
keep going.
Hey, well, before you know, sorry to interrupt, but one of my favorite songs that you did, it was on the third, the second black, I think the second or third, the Total Eclipse Black Moon album. This goes out to you. That's one of my fucking favorite tracks, man. Thank you for that song, because I play that shit all the time from time to time.
Oh, thanks, man. This goes out to you. Thanks, man. Like I said, anytime anybody acknowledge anything that we do or anything that I do, you know what I'm saying, I'm always a blessed. I'm always obliged because, you know, especially after so many years, man, like I told you, it's like you don't – anybody that expects this type of love, you know – they should be nuts, period. But anybody that expects it after a certain amount of years should definitely, you know, be like, look, come on, man. You know what I mean? So if hip-hop changed history, you know. So right now, I'm just strictly going up for being a celebrity, meaning I don't like certain terms because hip-hop makes you feel like, you know, it's like an X near it. But it is a reality, you know what I mean? Like, as a celebrity, I don't like to use that word, but I don't know any other word that comes close to just saying I'm going to be somebody that'll just make an impact. It's not about me being on stage. It's not about me selling a sneaker, putting out an artist, making the – it's not. It's just about me making an impact. So whatever I do, it'll be an impact. And those people, they call those celebrities. You know, if you make an impact at real estate, you know, you might be Donald Trump, and he's a celebrity. He don't rap, he don't do nothing, but he just made such a big impact, you know.
Absolutely. We got
powerful
fans.
Impact.
Yeah, powerful impact, for sure. We got fans blowing up the line for us, so we got to let them holler at Buck real quick before, you know what I'm saying, he gets to his night and gets to enjoy some back to the studio or relax or whatever you're going to do. But I'm going to go to the 724. Been holding for a while. 724 Doppel Radio with Buckshot. This is the way we do it. What's happening with you?
Hey, man. How's everybody doing tonight, man?
Yeah, we good. What's it going like out there, man? PA in the house. What's happening?
Oh, man. Same old, same old. It's finally getting a little bit warm out here. 50 degrees.
Yeah, it's cold in New York, man.
Hey, man, I got a question for Buckshot, man.
Yeah, what's that?
So, okay, I got a question, man, because I know y'all, how I found out about y'all on Duck Down Records, man, is 2K, 2K 11, 12. Y'all had that little promotional joint going on with them. And y'all had that,
The video game.
Yeah, the songs, man. And how was, like, working with 2K? And, like, are y'all going to do it in the future? Because, like, I'm a big basketball head, man. And I really like the soundtrack y'all put together for the game in 11 and 12.
Oh, good looking. Yeah, we definitely gonna work with 2K again. I think I did two or three more series with them. But we work with them behind doors. So we do like a lot of their consulting. We'll put together the projects, we'll make sure that the songs sound good, even if we're not on it and stuff like that. So sometimes you'll hear certain things, and just because we don't have a rapper on it or artist doesn't mean that we wasn't behind it. So 2K is one of those projects that we definitely gonna work on for.
That's what's up.
Definitely, man. Yeah, that's how I found out about y'all. Yeah. And from there, you know, boot camp and all that, Sean P, man, all them. That's the start. Oh,
man, like I said, good thing. But Sean P,
I'm
he's
right.
He's good, man.
Rough is rough, man.
But, you know, everybody this year, we got a lot of good surprises coming this year. And I think one of the most biggest things, you know, for us is just releasing the Boot Camp album as an artist. And then, you know, changing the world, man. We're going to change the world. And I want everybody to roll with us because this is going to be the time where we get that. And it's funny because speaking of Boot Camp, you know, I got Boots coming out next year as well. You know, but for the people who are really, really a Buckshot fan, they know that I got, you know, the Triple Threat sneakers coming out about to hit the market in Easter. So, you know, it's only right that we come behind it with Boots for Boot Camp, and all our fans will be able to wear Boot Camp or BCCs as opposed to just throwing on a pair of Tims. It's like it's time for us as hip-hop to support ourselves in every form of fashion, not just buying our own records and making our own records, but and buying our own clothes, but really, really supporting our own clothes, and just really sticking to that and saying, look, we could wear Tims all day, but why? You know, why when you could wear BCCs and if, you know, Die 4 come out with, you know, a pair of boots, I would rock those before I wear Tims. No disrespect to Tims, but I'm going to support my community, which is hip-hop, you know.
I got a question real quick, but this kind of came into my mind, so it's kind of, just off the top, but remember you did Funkmaster Flex, was it Volume 2? I Ain't No Joke,
yeah.
That was Volume 2. When y'all did that video, did y'all just throw kind of a party almost for that video? That image, there's certain things, the images out, you know, that stuck with me from back then, especially when we actually had things called videos on music channels, on TV, that is. But tell me a little bit about that video, because, I mean, that song obviously sticks out, but it looked like y'all was getting it in, man. Y'all was having fun outside filming. I mean, what was that? What was that shoot like?
Well, when we did I Got You, when we did I Ain't No Joke at Follow My Lead, when we did I Ain't No Joke, first and foremost, I had to get the respect and the permission, you know what I'm saying, for Rakim and that blessing from Rod to do it, you know what I mean? And then I just put the call out to Fort Greene and all my peoples everywhere in Brooklyn. I said, yo, man, you know, we're shooting this video downtown, and we got to represent for Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, people just came out and they represented for Brooklyn. So all the people that's in that video are, you know, real people, people who came through the mall that day just to hang out and be in the video, or, you know, people who actually came to shop. So we did it old school way. We told everybody first we came out, you know.
Yeah, no, and that's I felt it. You know, love the song, obviously. I mean, again, and you could ask, you know, my dude Matt Ford, my co-host, we grew up together. And, you know, we grew up graffiti artists and hip-hoppers and this and that. And being from the West Coast, you know, I'm originally from Riverside, about an hour away from L.A., east of L.A., And so everybody was into their own thing. But when it came down to East Coast, you know, a lot of people were like, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. And I'm not taking anything from Wu-Tang. I'm a Wu-Tang fan, too.
Oh, God love him.
But God I was such a Boot Camp fan that people used to even be like, man, even though you bring up Wu-Tang, and they'd be like, oh, he don't listen to Wu-Tang, he a Boot Camp fan. Like, you know, they would even make fun because
yeah,
I was just
saying,
like, I'll tell you what, there's albums that literally molded me as I mean, it's on real shit, but molded me as to who I am now, and I'm an artist producer myself, to where The Shining, you know, I mean, crazy. Helter Skelter Nocturnal, I'm sorry. I really believe that's one of the best hip-hop albums ever made. I mean, and I know that's my personal opinion, but Helter Skelter Nocturnal molded me as an artist to something I never thought I would be able to be. You know what I'm saying? And I believe in myself and everything like that, but it's just so crazy how that molded. I mean, but hip-hop was so iconic back then. You know, when you drop Operation Lockdown and you do the video where it's the campfire and Rock looks like the Chief, and I mean, and again, then goes the Black Moon, even before that, and then OGC the Storm. I mean, y'all had classics like crazy. But I mean, it's all relevant to what we're doing. I'm gonna go to a 562 call, a 562 Elival Buckshot dot for radio. What's happening?
Each group was left, and he left the entire time.
562, you there with us? 562, our guest is going to be back with us. I guess we lost him. Matt Four, I know you got another question for Buck. What's happening?
Yeah, I remember at the time it was 1996. You guys hooked up with Pac. Can you share upon us, like, how was that experience like and how was to work with Tupac, and also, will the One Nation album ever see daylight?
All the time, man. You know, it's funny that I answer it. You know, like, again, the One Nation album it won't come out the way people think it will come out. There is no more label, you know. There is no more Death Row. There is no more after Death Row. Like, there's just no more system. You know, so whatever you hear, whatever you see or get is going to be on the internet. And a lot of the songs that we did for the One Nation album was willingly and rightfully so sacrificed as vocals to some of Pop's other stuff. So I would hear vocals that Pop did on our song on other songs. And other than that, because like I said, anything to create, anything to further the movement of Pop, you know what I'm saying? So.
And Buck, real quick, not to interrupt you, but if you could come a little closer to the mic, because you kind of cutting out a little bit.
Yeah, those songs won't come out the way normally, traditionally songs come out. But if you go on the internet, you'll be able to get the One Nation out. But unfortunately, though, but living with Tupac was a good thing. I mean, I lived with him for about 2 months, maybe, you know, somewhere around. I lost track of time. I'm not even sure, but we was out there for a minute, and. And we stayed at the house, you know, wasn't a hotel, you know. We recorded songs every day we woke up and every day we went to sleep, you know what I'm saying? And we ate fried chicken, you know, and...
That's Pac.
And, you know, anybody who know Pac know that he loved that fried chicken, man. And he loved the leg, too, which was crazy because I didn't eat leg, you know. So I would always
and
be happy at the legs was fair. Yeah, hell yeah. Oh, my God. That's funny. You must know Pop really well. Like, because you know he loved orange soda, man. He thing was the fried chicken and orange soda. It's like, and you could drink whatever soda, but just don't drink up on the orange because his moms would get tight.
Now, well, how did this, just real quick, though, I mean, obviously knowing him and everything, but, you know, what was your feeling when he, when you guys came together and said, "Hey, this is One Nation." I mean, it's unfortunate how it worked out. Obviously, you know what I'm saying. Rest in peace, Tupac. But y'all had to be ridiculously excited. I mean, because that project in hindsight is,
I know I was.
That's legendary. And then I would have validation here on the West Coast, and I was like, "Yeah." Even though Pac, I know he's from the East Coast and this and that, but you know, at that time he was basically West Coast rapper, I had people to be like, oh, I know who Boot Camp is. So then I said, yeah, because now you hear they're doing Club Low Vibe. Like, nah, you know, I mean, that's real shit. So how did you feel when that came about?
I wasn't really conscious of the fact that at the time we wasn't, you know, being with Pac at the time, Pac was alive, you know, you got to understand, nobody knew that was going to happen, so we was not conscious of the level that we was at. You know, no one knew where we was at. We just knew that we was with a real nigga who called us up personally and said, from one real nigga to another, be down to fuck with me, and I'm like, nigga, real recognize real, you know what I mean? Like, that was it, and we linked up, and we did a project together and stayed together, so it wasn't until he passed away that people recognized the level of Pop. When Pop was alive, people fucked with him, but they didn't recognize how big he really was, you know what I'm saying? So that, it was, you know, just one of those type of things, you know?
That's what's up. Well, Buckshot, I'm going to go to one more caller, you know what I'm saying, and because the fans, you know, they want to hear from you, and then we're going to let you enjoy your night. I got a 518 area code, 518 Gospel Radio. What's happening with you?
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy, Mr. Cheeks, up in here.
Woo, I was hoping that was you, homie. You know what I'm saying? How you doing? Blessed to have you on Gospel Radio. We just finishing up, you know what I'm saying, with Buckshot.
Buck, what up, baby?
What up? This is Cheeks.
You're ready, baby.
Oh, word, that's what's up, baby, that's what's up. Hi, yeah, you already know, Lord Boys in the house.
All day, man.
That's what's up. But, Buckshot, real quick before we let you go, because I like to do this, you know what I'm saying, I'm an old-school radio guy, like some wake-up show type of shit. Can I get a Die For Radio shout-out from the legendary Buckshot before we let you go?
Oh, definitely, man. Shout out to Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying? Buckshot, the BDI, representing Black Moon, Duck Down, the whole crew representing Triple Threat, T3, BCC, everybody. Die For Radio, man. This is what we live for. This is what we die for, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And just a pleasure having you, man. Again, pioneer, you know, leader, everything you've done for hip-hop, we appreciate over here at Die For Radio. And I'm definitely going to be, you know, connecting with you behind the scenes and everything. You know what I'm saying, and definitely show you what we got here at Die For as far as, you know, to help you all out, because anybody that comes on this show and spends time with us, they become a part of our family. So whatever we can do to help you, we are going to do. So definitely let us know, and we'll definitely be talking again very soon.
Okay, that's what's up, man. We'll give thanks and love, and like I said, man, shout out to everybody and anybody out there who listened to what we do and give us props and give us love, because, you know, like I said, that's true love, and we, you know, we only hear it and listen because of y'all, so definitely keep, you know, hip-hop alive, and if you want to get catch me at any time, just hit me up on Facebook, hit me up Buckshot, hit me up on Twitter, at Buckshot, and leave me comments, man. I love to read comments and get back to them all the time.
Absolutely, just a pleasure having
much
you.
Much love to Buckshot.
Absolutely. Just a pleasure, and, you know what I'm saying, we'll be talking soon.
Somebody said, what's wrong with Buckshot?
That's Mad 4.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, nah, ain't nothing wrong with me, man. I'm chilling.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's one of those where, like, you know, I just try to be direct as I can. You know, I don't like to take people on a long journey, even though I have that habit to do that. So I try to stay conscious of that.
Man, Buckshot in the house, BCC, Duck Down, stand up. We appreciate your time. You enjoy your night, homie.
All right, good. Thanks, man. Y'all hold it down, man. Represent, keep holding it up, man.
Absolutely. So Buckshot in the house. Man, we got our next special guest, obviously.
Lost Boy Fam
in the house. What's up, Mr. Cheeks? This is Ty Lansky. I got my co-host, Mad 4, with me. We're just super excited to have you on the show. Obviously, pioneers, you know, we just wrapping it up with Buckshot. And this is what we try to do over here at Doc for Radio. You know, at Doc for Radio, we try to bring the pioneers and the legends back. So some of these younger followers I have can do the knowledge and say, hey, you know what I'm saying? I never really heard of Lost Boys because I wasn't born when they came out. But man, I heard this old song, you know, Renee, or I heard these, you know, new track In the Streets, or you know what I'm saying, any of this, and be like, I want to know what Lost Boys is about, because that shit is hard. I want to know what Mr. Cheeks is about. So what's
no
up
doubt.
With you nowadays? Tell these people about what you got going on.
Well, you already know Mr. Cheeks, LB fam all day, every day, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here just in the lab right now working on this new album, about to drop this new album called Raise in May, you know what I'm saying? So right now I'm just doing some touches up to it right now. But you know, I got some of my videos out right now, some Raids, a joint called Raise, the video, you know what I mean? Boom, the film, just doing my thing right now, man. About to just put it out for me, man. It's coming right now, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good right now, you know? Get my thing on, man.
Absolutely. And again, you know, similar to what I was saying to Buck, I mean, you guys have been around so long with the style that you have, which is so unique and obviously successful and needs to be in hip-hop. How have you done it? How, you know, this many years later, are you still just so relevant to hip-hop? And again, being able to do what you still do, you're not taking something from no majors and being like, well, I got to change my style a little bit. How have you just been relevant like that and be able to keep that, you know, LB fam piece to what you're saying?
Well, man, you know, I'm stay relevant, man. Shit, man, I just try to keep busy, man. I got to thank Universal for helping me get my name out first off, you know. And then, as I said, doing this independent, man, it's just, I just love making music, man, you know. And when I make the music, man, it's the music I would want to hear from another artist, you know what I'm saying? So I always try to make that fire music for you, you know what I'm saying? That smooth shit, that concrete shit, you can go party with it, you know what I mean? I just try to keep making that thing that, you know what I'm saying, I think that the people want to hear, you know what I mean? After I lost my brother, you know what I'm saying, I went through a few things and went down for a little bit. My man Spig went to, you know what I'm saying, he's doing this little bit right now. So, hey, man, I'm just staying relevant from all of that, and I'm staying relevant from just everything I do, man, just putting the world as I run, you know what I'm saying, just doing the damn thing. That's bottom line, you know? It's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying? It's making music, so a nigga love making music, man, you know what I mean? So, just, I mean, this is all I do, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? It ain't really no, it's not too heavy of much of a story for that. It's just what it is, you know? Life, man.
Absolutely. Now, I got my co-host, Matt Four. Matt Four, you got some questions for Cheek. I already know.
For sure. I just want to know our base because on Prodigy's book for Mobb Deep, he said that there was a time when there was, I don't want to say like a big beef, but there was like a little rivalry there between the Lost Boys and Mobb Deep's camp because of you guys being from Southside Jamaica, Queens, and then being from Queensbridge.
Right.
I mean, if you can elaborate for a little bit for the listeners to know, I mean, it's up to you.
I mean,
I'm not just start controversy over nothing.
Nah, ain't no controversy. Me and P, all about it. We smooth, we chill, everything's lovely, man. We was young then, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it was, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing major, you know what I mean? I mean, we was both from Queens, we were trying to rep Queens the same, but we never knew that that's what we were supposed to be doing at the time. So, you know what I mean? Everybody was just repping they part of Queens and doing what they did, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It ain't nothing major, man. You know what I'm saying? That was what it was, man. We just... You know, that's what it was, man. But me and that nigga,
yeah,
hard body, we smooth. Huh?
That's dope, because I'm a fan of both of you guys. So I don't be like, oh, one side, you know, that's stupid to me.
Nah, we definitely family, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, you know what I mean? P's my man, Havoc's my boy, you know what I'm saying? We all boys, you know what I mean? It's just like I said, man, at the time we was young, we was getting in the game, so we just, at whatever it was, we just proving what we were, who we was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, we growing
yeah,
up
because Lifestyles and Rich the Same is one of my fucking favorite tracks. I still bang that shit hard. Motherfuckers be hearing me driving, banging that shit. Motherfuckers be like, huh?
Yeah. It's real life
that's
right there,
cut.
You know what I'm saying? Word of mother,
that's
man.
That's the cut.
Like I was telling niggas, man, when we was making music, man, the music we was making, it was like, yo, man, it's just love, you know what I'm saying? Slash street, what it was, man. Party, have a good time, blow some trees, get some money, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I was telling niggas so ill about Lost Boys and the East Coast and West Coast, and when Biggie and Tupac had that East Coast and West Coast rivalry, we was down there with the Dog Pound doing Music Made Me Hotter remix. You know what I'm saying? So shit is deep. It's just LB for life, and man, we spread it around, and it's just part of that love, that movement we got. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. You know?
That was one of the hardest collaborations, too.
Oh, yeah.
Back, man, hip hop. Woo, that was bad.
Yeah.
You know, one of my tracks from back in the day, which y'all was The Beast from the East.
Oh, yeah, Redman. No, it's not. I mean, that's still banging, you know what I mean, when you get a chance to listen to that shit, so it's all good. I mean, right now we're having that same flavor.
On that, I was going to say, because we're going to go into this Ray single and have you talk about it, but what was it like, you know, being in the studio or working with Cannabis? Because, you know, you don't see him a lot out right now, and there was a time where, you know, you got Cannabis on your song. You know he about to come with something crazy. So what was it like working with him with that track?
Oh, man, Cannabis is my little nigga, man. You understand? I took him from Atlanta. Brought him up to the game with me, you know what I'm saying? So he became a hard-ass MC, you know what I'm saying? Because back in the days, he used to just do it a little. He wasn't really into it too tight. But you already know, man, Cannabis. You know what I'm saying? The nigga's a beast. You know what I mean? Only thing he did wrong was fuck with Uncle L, you know what I'm saying? So that's all that was, you know what I mean? That's the only problem I had with him, you know what I'm saying? Can't go against my uncle anyway. I'm from Queens, so I had to look at it like that. But besides that, you already know that nigga's a mean lyricist. He's an ill. His rap game is official. So, I mean, I'm waiting on him to come with some shit, too. Last time I heard him, I mean, him and Keith Murray had this album, you know what I'm saying? So. That shit is crazy. I don't know if you heard that album yet, but yes.
Tell about this Rage, and obviously that's the name of the album you're dropping. Tell us about the single I'm about to play, because this is a exclusive right here.
Yeah, this is that exclusive joint Rage off my music and my Wonder Twins label. You know what I'm saying? This is just what I felt I had to do. You know what I'm saying? Make a record like this. This featuring my boy Black Smoke from the Black Smoke Movement. Shout out to Mega Queens, you know what I'm saying? So it's just something for the world, man, you know what I'm saying? It's not a shake-ass joint, it's not a party joint. It's one of them things you listen to and you know, take something from it if you do. You know what I mean? But always light up one, you know what I'm saying? Well, so that's what it is, man. Raise a new single off the new album called Raise. Boom.
Do it. Stop the radio. Let's do this. Coming back. Hit the fans. They want to talk to Mr. Cheeks. I got some more questions. This is how we rock out Gospel Radio. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Mad Beats, man. Black Smoke Movement, nigga.
You already know.
Mr. Cheeks, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We on our shit again, nigga.
This one on, baby.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Criminal minded. I'm still grinding. Street persona. I'm still shining. Been crazy. Shit getting crazier. Escape from the dumb shit from tracks from the baby, bro. Can't hold one lead. Let a motherfucker go. You better off without me. Let a motherfucker know I'm better off without you. Don't get twisted. Can't front in ya. All that wasn't listed. Still I realized I wasn't wanted. Fell off the bike, then I got back up on it. I'ma be who I'm gonna be. Won't change. Hit the venue. Continue to do my thing. Swing like a chain. And switch planes. Get ass and brains. And forget chicks' names. Wrongs is my rights. My rights is my wrongs. My kids is everything. My life is my song. Nigga,
understand I'm the man. With a motherfucking plan. I keep drinking my cup and in my hand, and we do the things you want to. Hit me up with it. See the synopsis, money longer than the locks. We a red lobster, eating shrimp and lobster, shrimp pasta, Atlantic salmon. But it gotta be Drodo, unsophisticated gangsters, acting like they had harder than Silto. Tell a gangster get checked by a younger G, only out to get some respect. Is that what you want from me? All I got is wisdom in my vision to carry on tradition. Show my people a better way of living. And stay the F up out of prison. As long as I'm living, I'ma make you feel me. Come through with something foreign. Make them grill me. Make them look like they wanna kill me. Keep my ghetto stance, I got the world in my hand. Niggas already know it's LB fam. Niggas know I stay according to plan. Understand I'm the man. With a motherfucking plan. In my cup and I keep butt in my hand. And we do the things you want to. Hit me up when it is.
Listen, it's still
my trees and a chick that's fine. And I'm fine, it's embedded in my mind to remember where I'm from and leave no one behind. Dude on the fullback, dude on the grind. What I'm trying to say is we do it all the time. On the bike and the truck, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Take the train and the plane, anything for the buck. I'm a hustler, wake up and I hustle. We going out tonight, call up the muscle. We got chicks and bottles on deck, with blicks and models on set. Watch how they open them gates. Understand I'm the man, with a motherfucking plan. I keep drinks in my cup and my cup and I keep butt in my hand. And we do the things you want to.
Gospel Radio in the building. That's a world premiere, an exclusive, whatever you want to call it, that's what it is. And we're sitting here with Mr. Cheeks.
Yes, there all day.
Man, that's what's up. And, you know, again, here we are 20-some-odd years later, East Coast, West Coast beef, you chilling with Dog Pound and this and that. I mean, you pretty much played your position as far as what you wanted to do for you, you know, yourselves and to make yourself successful. How do you feel about the game right now? It's a double-edged sword what we have, and I talked to a lot of my guests about this because independent-wise and digital-wise, we can do our own music and be successful without having to go into majors. But, you know, honestly, I have to tell you, we had last night on Dipole Radio, we had a Ladies First Edition, a tribute to MCs, and we had Charlie Baltimore. We had Paula Perry. We had Marvelous. We had Rod Digga. You know what I'm saying? We had Sweet Tea from Oaktown 357. And we was talking about a lot of this, and there was half of them was like, you know what, it is nice to be able to do your own thing because of the freedom, but it's so nice being from a major and this and that. I mean, in this day and age, how do you feel? You rather do your independent thing, or are you still at the point like, man, I just want to kick back and do music and let these dudes, you know, handle it as far as a major perspective? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I love independent. You know what I'm saying? I love it. I mean, you know, you gotta work for it, but it ain't, you know, it's like whatever, man. You gotta work for anything. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. A 9-to-5, you gotta work for.
Huh?
I said a 9-to-5, you still have to work. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. You gotta work for anything you want. No, not. You gotta work for anything you want, but you know, it's like, yo, man. I don't know, man. I guess this is what I want to do, though. You know what I'm saying? Because what I wanted to do with inside the industry it was like they wouldn't allow me to do that. You know what I'm saying? But I wasn't doing them, but what they doing now, bringing your crew in, putting money in your family, in your other niggas' pockets and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing. So I had to go do it independent. But man, it's all good, man. We stand strong doing what we do. So you know what I'm saying? Put our records out. Fucking with the distribution, you know what I'm saying? We get a major distribution, it'd be beautiful. But shit, man, we paying bills, we doing what we doing, we shooting videos, making up, doing shows, we still working, you know what I'm saying? Royalties coming in, niggas is just living, you know what I'm saying? So
It is a double-edged sword because there's, now that the independent game in the digital era that we're in with the computers and, you know, social networking and everything that we do, that has that, you know, its perks. But there's cons to it that the majors do. And then the majors can do stuff for you, but then there's cons with that because of the digital era. There's some stuff you can do yourself. But, you know, almost if there was a happy medium, which I'm sure there is somewhere, but it just depends on the artist, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, quick question, though, too. I have to bring it up because, obviously, you know, Renee is just a classic hip-hop track.
No doubt.
Did y'all, you know, when you did it, know that, in 2014, people are going to hear that song and it still just moves them like it's the first time that they heard it. And again,
man,
I'm not taking away anything from any other songs you've done because, I mean, you have bangers all across the board. But, you know, we show kids that have heard nothing but Drake and, you know, the new Lil Wayne and, you know, some of these newer artists, and you play Renee and they're like, that's a really dope track. Did you have a feeling when y'all did it that it was gonna be like that?
man, I wanted to be like that, though. You know what I'm saying? I never thought that it'd be the way it is. You know what I'm saying? Because everywhere I go, is people tell me that I should do a lot for them. You know what I'm saying? To help them through school, help them through losing somebody, you know, whatever it is. But, I mean, that made me feel good, you know what I'm saying, to know that I could do that, that I did that, that I still does do that, you know what I'm saying? So it's a blessing, you feel me? So, man, I mean, all I could do is thank the man upstairs for the blessings that made me lay down what I lay down, and people, you know what I'm saying, listen to my story, man. Take time out to listen to what I'm talking. And that's hard body, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to bring real quick in, I believe we got my man from Shut 'Em Down Radio, Queens in the house. Dirty Shallows, is you?
Yeah, it's me, man. Yo, shout out to Di Lansky, Down for Radio. Shout out to Mr. Cheeks, man. Real
Salute.
Talk, Queens, stand up. Word
Hold
up, Renee. Shout out to Ruler Divine. You know what I mean? I'm out here in Mobsdale. You know what I'm saying?
Mobsdale, no doubt. Mobsdale, Mob Squad, let's go.
You already know, man. And, yo, talk, man. Cheeks held down. Lost Boys held down. Queens. If it wasn't for Cheeks and Lost Boys breaking through them gates, man. You know what I mean? With the classics. You know what I mean? Legal drug money. You know what I mean?
No question.
I could go on and on and on, man. Rest in peace, Freaky Todd. Shout out to son, Freaky Todd. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man, Styles. You know what I mean?
You're
definitely a legacy, man. You know?
Yeah.
And I heard you on that mile party, too, man. You killed that verse. You know what I'm saying?
You already know. I appreciate the motherfucking invite to the party. You already know. You already know. Everybody hard, man. Appreciate that,
word,
man.
Word. Shout out to the whole south side of Mobsdale over at Queensbridge, man. Keep doing your thing, Cheeks. Real talk, man.
Yo, good looking out, cousin. Taking the time to shout out your nigga, man. For real.
You already know.
L's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Shut him down, Brady. Yo, definitely in the house. I mean, that's my man out of Queens, too. Do a lot of business with him. He's a big supporter, but also just a big supporter of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So we got some more callers lined up, but I want to go to this track, The City, real quick, featuring LB Mafia. Tell me a little bit about this track, Mr. Chief.
The City, man, you know. We was out in the city one night, man. We just got one night we was out in Queens shooting some pool, so we ride the city, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how that came about, man. We ride through the 59th Street Bridge, man, looking at the, you know, the buildings and all that, man. It was just one of them influences for the record, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we got a lot of callers on the line, so look, if y'all want to holler at Mr. Cheeks or Di Lansky, you know what I'm saying? Press 1 so that I know that you want to speak with us. Otherwise, I know you just kind of chill and listen to the show, and that's all good with me. But make sure you press 1 so I don't leave anybody out from the conversation. We're going to go to The City, you know what I'm saying, featuring LB Mafia, Mr. Cheeks in the house. Mr. Cheeks, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back to you, my dude.
That's how they doing in L.A.?
Riding through the city. Them girls keep loving us. Come and get with me, and I'll show you how we sew it up.
Come and get with me when the flight lands. Take my city girls to the white sand. Watch that brown skin get a nice tan. Make them feel at home like all we missing is a nightstand. I'm so New York to her, NY city lights, I introduce her. Hooked up, put your lips on the hookah. Look, I'm a 4-5-6 shooter. Shit you looking up to with the coupe drop. The balcony felt like a rooftop. She do the brown water, hope you don't get too bad. That upstate New York with a New York state of mind. Look, try and big up this state of mind. For the ones that do dirt, clean up, not dirt. Count our blessings, count the cream twice. I'm from a city, boy, where everything's bright.
Riding through the city. Them girls keep loving us. Come and get with me, and I'll show you how we sew.
Yo, I'm feeling right, got my suit and top on, I'm fresh. Took off the jacket, showed off the vest. Yep, the same color that I've been. Escape from that, remind them again. LB, Kate Michael Shades on. Bottles of Sabros, we about to get our blades on. And it's a black and white affair. It's shot night, get my whole team there. 500 for the watch, low budget baller. Got gas and drinks, plus pots, I call her. I ain't worried about nothing. Still lumping up the first nigga that's working. They know about my team. Five barrels deep and we all get green beans. They know about my team. Talking five barrels deep and we all get green beans. Riding through the city. Them girls stay loving us. Come and get with me. I got the heart of a lion, wild like a fox. Name on my pinky ring, flooded with rocks. Iced out medallion, puffin' beef and broccoli. With my Spanish mommy taking pictures in Hawaii. Eating red snapper, with a little fettuccine. Lifestyle for the rich, you cats can't see me. It ain't easy being me, Rose Vegas on ice. LB fam, shake the industry like a paradise. It's real in the field, you gotta watch your back. All in world flashbacks, throw bullets like a quarterback. Act like you want it or get popped like a bubble. Effing with the fam, it ain't nothing but trouble. You heard my name before, I don't need no introduction. Marv Miller get the label, we bang like percussion. I give it to whoever, I don't discriminate. My knife got you trapped, call it checkmate. Riding through the city. Them girls stay loving us. Come and get with me. And I show you how we show it.
With no further ado, all the way from New York State, right here with us, alongside legendary Grammy Award winner, Tough Mafia, Mob Music, Incorporated, Golden Era, Double Life, we all related. It ain't a party till we hit the door up, open bar, pour up, drinks is on us, it's our night, neon lights, the security, they got my team on site, we VIP, they rock LB all night, the fuck is spoken, Lord, that they enforce, these trees on light, feeling all right, we
riding through the city. Them girls stay loving us. Come and get with me. Can I show you how we throw it up? Riding through the city. Them girls stay loving us. Come and get with me. Show you how we throw it up.
Y'all already know Gospel Radio's in the house, full effects. Queen stand up, Lost Boy stand
hold
up,
this.
Mr. Speak. Woo! That's the way we
look.
Do it. So our phone lines are getting crazy. I'm going to go to the 704. Everybody go 704. We live with Mr. Chief on Gospel Radio. What's happening with you? Shout yourself out.
What's up with you? This is D-Nice calling from Charlotte, the 704. Best
yes,
state
sir.
In the world.
Please.
But, yeah, man, it's been snowing and getting back into this music thing and working on some material. And really just calling these shows. I used to call all the time back in the day when I was 16, 17, 18, about 5 years ago. But I'm getting back into the business as far as real business and also networking as far as getting Twitter started up and stuff like that. And I'm just listening to your show. And if you're at the end of the show, if you're going to be chilling and grinding this shit, it'd be cool to kick it with you and just chat with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Where you calling from again? You said DJ D-Nice, right?
It's Charlotte.
Oh, Charlotte. Oh, okay.
Charlotte, okay. North Cadillac.
704.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
CIAA next weekend. You're ready.
I know, right? But I ain't going to be going to no festivities, man. I got a little girl I'm talking to, so, shit, I could go to the basketball games and shit. Could take her to it, but I ain't trying to spend my money like that. I don't get it like that.
No doubt. That's
yeah,
what's up.
Man.
What's up. You got a question?
Hell yeah.
Chief,
so where's everybody from, man? Where's the host from, et cetera?
Well, I'm out here in Los Angeles. You already know Mr. Chiefs representing Queens, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, universally, we just here for hip-hop, gospel radio. You know, we've all been here and representing this craft and this art for a long time, and I'm just trying to use this digital platform that we have to make sure that the word is spread. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you know a lot of Christian rappers?
I don't. I got some networks, you know, not some personally, but I know on Die For Radio on Sundays we do have what's called Mafia Radio, MOFIA, Men of Faith in Action. It's hosted by my man Justified and OG Cocaine. You know what I'm saying? Originally from Ruthless Records and everything. So you should probably check out.
Oh, I heard that earlier tonight. Yeah, I was listening to that show and I talked to them for a second too. Why I mentioned that was I have a producer that's kind of looking at me, and like not looking at me, but I've had an interview with him and talked to him a few times and seen him face to face, and he's a rapper called Crucial. I don't know if anybody's heard of him.
I think I heard of him. But let's do this, man. Let's definitely connect. Just hold on the line. I'll connect to you on the back line, and we'll exchange information.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
But we here with the man of the hour, Mr. Cheeks. You know what I'm saying? So definitely representing, and this is the way we do. Mr. Chief, so what is happening? I know you got the album dropping, but
no
what else do we got for 2014 for you?
Well, you know, just staying busy, man. The clothing line, LB Wears, you know what I'm saying? Soon to drop the skateboard line called High Flying, you know. Man, like I said, my label, man, I'm really just working on my artists under my label right now, man, as far as Chaz and Money, Shot of the Virus, you know, Big Lito, and just doing my thing, you know. So I'm on this tour, I'm on the Steve Marley tour coming up in April, doing my little, this Hip Hop Nation tour, that's starting, that's starting next month, March, so I'm just going to be working, man, touring and doing this album, making sure they hear the album's coming out, doing shows and running around, promoting, and, you know, just make sure they get it out there and they can spread the word before it drop, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. You can always catch me on Twitter, Mr. Cheeks LB Fans. You can hit me up on the, the Instagram, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Cheeks LB Mafia, Facebook, Timothy McDaniels, you know. Just check me out. I got a lot of things coming. I got the K. Michael Shade commercials right now. K. Michael Shades. K. Michael Fabian. You know what I mean? You can check out that commercial up on your YouTube. His website, K. Michael Fabian. I also got the new reality show coming out called The Comeback King. You know what I'm saying? Harris Brown, Mr. Cheeks, Black Rob. You know what I'm saying? Ed Lover, Robin Richardson, you know. Rough Things on there. You know, it's just going down. I'm just keeping it busy. It's coming through, though, you know? Stay tuned and follow me up on the Twitter, like I said, and I'll be hitting you out, letting you know what I'm doing. Keeping it busy,
absolutely.
Baby. I'm in the studio right now.
I got my man.
Fire.
Absolutely. I got my man Sneak Rothstein on the line. He hosts a show on Doppel Radio on Saturdays and also Shut Him Down Radio. Sneak, what's happening with you? We live with Mr. Cheeks.
Man, salute to the general. What's up, fam? Good to hear you on the airwaves.
Yes,
and,
sir.
And, man. I love it, man. I got a two-part question for you, fam. The first question is there going to be a collab with Freaky Todd's son? Because he sent some music in to Shut Him Down, and that shit was goddamn banging. So, okay, so you're going to definitely collab with him. And then the other part to the question, aside from Lost Boys being a group, is it actually a clique in Queens? Because I was talking to my man who was giving me some Queens history, and he was he was giving me, you know, the history of Lost Boys, and he was saying it's like hella deep, like y'all fucking a million strong, you know what I'm saying?
We definitely a movement, you know what I'm saying? We just cats on the hood, man, that stick together, you know what I'm saying, and just help raise each other's kids and show the L's, man, you know what I mean? Nothing major, you know? We got Tally Day every May 14th. If you want to come out and see how that's going, you can be a witness to yourself. This ain't nothing but love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thousand people deep, barbecuing, playing ball, playing music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what it is. LB, man, Black Flag Boys, you know? Just doing
much
it,
much love.
Much love,
OG. We fuck with you heavy over here, man. We love you over here, fam, for real.
Yo, thank you, my brother. L's up. You already know, man.
Yep.
Salute.
Yep. Salute.
What's up, Sneak Rothstein? And again, you can check out Sneak Rothstein Saturday night, 5:30, you know what I'm saying, Pacific time, 8:30 East Coast time with the Jordian Show. I got 724, my man from PA in the house. What's up, Doc for Radio with Mr. Cheeks? You got a question for the homie right now?
Yeah, what's up, man? How's everything doing? How's everything going?
Everything smooth.
That's what's up, man. Y'all, you kind of caught me off guard on that when I heard I'm muted. I'm sitting here shooting a three-pointer. I'm in the zone right now playing 2K. But, hey, man, I got a question for Mr. Cheeks, man. So, like, with New York sounding, like, different, man, do you think New York lost the sound, and you think it's going to come back to, like, how I feel like New York sounds, man, like, dudes like Cool G Rap, AZ, Cormega, all them cats, man, that sound. Right. I really like that sound, and it seems like it's not like that no more. So
yeah,
you think it's going to come back to that?
I hope it come back to that, man. I need that. You need that concrete music. You know what I'm saying? You need that smooth, that just that building, and that feel music. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what you mean, man. So that's definitely what we try to do, man. We trying to keep that fire there. But I mean, it's hard for niggas like AZ and us, man. You know what I'm saying? To be out there because they want you to do what they want you to do. So you know what I mean? So I mean, you know AZ and them, they're putting out them little street CDs, so, you know what I'm saying? We got the music going on, so we're just trying to keep it going, but like I said, we just moving around. I'm on tour, me and AZ right now, on tour with DMX. Going to kick off next week, so we start working. If you hear about that show, man, come out there and see that show, you already know.
Definitely, man. We need that big boy music back.
We need that. Really.
Absolutely.
We
need it back.
Absolutely.
Big time, man.
Appreciate your love, cutter. Word up.
Oh, yeah, no problem, man.
That's what's up. So, you know, obviously we got fans out there. You all are classic. I mean, Mr. Cheeks in the house, what could be better? It's a night for hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
It.
Definitely, definitely. So I'm going to go, you know what I'm saying, to, because now I brought up that concept of Beast from the East, even though y'all the one to do the song. I didn't bring up the concept, but now my messages are blowing up like you got to play it. But, you know, real quick, if I could get before you go and before we let you do your thing, if I could get, a Die 4 radio shout-out because, you know, we love what you're doing. We always, you know, have, and we definitely, you know, we're going to make this and are making this show to really represent hip-hop, so we definitely want to lead the footsteps of everybody that's been here. So, you know, before we let you enjoy your night, if I could get a Die 4 shout-out, that'd be great. We're going to go into this Beast from the East. And also, everybody listening, yeah, and all my, you know, new followers and old followers and this and that, you're going to see on Doc4Productions.com what Mr. Cheeks is up to.
Yes,
when his album's coming out, what his videos are doing. Everybody that comes on here, I'm telling you, is family, and we spread the word like wildfire, so it is going out there. So any questions you have beyond this, you can definitely hit me up, and we'll definitely, you know, make sure you know what's going on with Mr. Cheeks. So with no further ado, let me get a Die 4 radio shout out, and we're going to go to this Beast from the East, man.
You already know, man. It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, man. We've been Die 4 radio, man. We L's up. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide. Let's do it.
Man, absolutely, absolutely. And Mr. Cheeks, like I said, we'll be talking, you know, behind the scenes and definitely let you know what I'm saying, just a little further information and everything that we want to, you know, help you out with. And obviously you've got a strong team and always have, but, you know, I'm here to represent hip-hop, and the only way I can do that is represent everybody that we have on my show. And to tell you the truth, the beautiful thing about, I was telling the homies in here in the studio with me right now, is I, you know, it's my show, so I can have who I want. You know what I'm saying? I'm privileged to have guests like you, because it's just really, again, when you bring, you know, the name Pioneer in, even if the younger crowd doesn't know it, you're rapping like this for a reason. And that reason is for people like you. So salute to you, my G, you know what I'm saying? And we'll talk definitely behind the scenes so we can, you know, make sure, get all your information and make sure I'm pushing the, you know, the right dates and the right information. And we'll be talking very soon. And it's a real pleasure just having you on Die 4 Radio. Without a doubt, hip-hop stand-up, Queen stand-up, LB Fam stand-up. It's Die 4 Hip-Hop. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
The forecast: showers heavy at times with occasional thunderstorms today and a high of 89 degrees. Partial clearing tonight with a low of 74.
World, let me zone. Who's most wanna hit this microphone? I got all of this. We know how much and the LB fan get motherfucking biz. I'm on going to check. We got the funk, got the spot. Cannabis and A plus from Park Side Block. Hey, yo, 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 yo. Big dog, lots of dance. Yo,
We come through like bulls. See those niggas taking two fools and pass. Nigga, watch your back once you talk out the ass. I back a 380 in my stash for protection. Family to raise, the world is acting crazed. I never thought I'd make it, it was hectic when I scramble. On point like a knife, I'm taking life as a gamble. Living in the rotten apple. Hey, yo, well, every chorus rotten. All my niggas rest in peace. You see you gone but not forgotten. Now my main wifey, dead as shady chicks. Official lost boy since the year of 86. And fuck these crooked niggas, I could kill them with the passion. At times I feel like blasting in Jamaica, Queens flashing. You think you can fuck around, but kid, you just thinking. It's over when I'm sober, imagine when I'm drinking. Without blinking, man, I tell you proof like pages. I rip you from the backyard, fall chairs and stages.
A-plus, delivery, superb one. Spitting rhymes off the top of the tongue to burn your eardrum. Rock shit, make the opposite team call a timeout. Knocking niggas three times, my size out, crowd loves it. What? When I ain't around, they ask for me. I buckle up and catch wreck like a crab dummy. For the fast money, I get up in that ass money. The fact you're trying to test me kind of bugs me. I leave too fed up, like handicapped niggas trying to get up. The seeds get wet up with lyrical gun pellets. I blow up the spot when it's time to rock. I speak out, my boys watch to peek out of the 100 watts. Who wanna cycle? I get dumb. Word to my mother, the father, the Holy Ghost, the Red Run. When the sword said it done, I end the service. Concocted in the type of verses average MCs worse.
Yo, big dog, turn the track off. Yo, fake MCs, step to the rear. Real MCs, bring this shit up north.
Fuck how you feel, fuck with the lyrical skills again.
My style is milk and magnesia. Clutch the 5 feet and bust them on the merrier. Secure the area, my life familiar is ultimate superior. We don't jack cars, we jack for aircraft carrier. I bounce like trampoline when I be blowing the beans to pieces. Him, I'm like sewing machines and cheeses. When the shadows of the barrel pointing out my boy Camaro, I get punished like Farrell for splitting. You better all singing Christmas carols for Christmas, because I'm on point like bow and arrow equipment. The president of chicken hair conventions, I give you a deluxe Ku Klux legend. I got a headache from the stress of death, not wearing the vest. 5'11 for being dirty, courts are 9:30. Yo, Mr. Cheetah, I made this bitch call police. She tried swallowing the 9-piece, but got a warranty on 4 teeth. I return like Machiavelli on 18-inch Pirelli. Assault and battery like my palms is ever ready. Sharp as machete, matter of fact, a slap from cardiac.
The cannabis prince, ticket drama. Fierce enough to pierce the thickest armor. I smack bitches for trying to suck dick through a condom. Playing with the mic is something I won't do. My only concern when I approach you, hit the roast you. I smoke you or whoever you standing close to, and make every man in your crew deny that he knows you. Defeating niggas like Seagal Steven, putting them seeds in positions to prevent them from breathing. I make you question any and everything you've ever believed in by peeping your deeper secrets like psychic readers. What's the matter with y'all? I splatter y'all against the motherfucking wall with these raw lyrics I catapult. None of y'all got the balls big enough to battle. I go on and on like Erykah Badu. 100 times nicer than the best is. Twice as arrogant as KRS is. Who wanna test this? Fuck y'all, you don't impress me and no one can test me. The MC's so ill, I got AIDS scared to catch me. All that shit you poppin' don't stop when I put you in a headlock and apply pressure till I crush your motherfucking noggin. I grab mics and push niggas to the left so fast they hard end up on the right sides of the chest. My hypothesis is that nobody can see this lyrical genius. I got it sold like a seamstress. But if you wanna battle, I'm down. If you got 9 lives, I take 8 of them off your hands right now. Step up and get your neck cut from ear to ear. If you survive, then you can cover your scar with a beard. I'm the illest from Queens to the New Jerusalem British. Anyone who ain't feeling my cynic can suck my ditty. You need to quit it if you ain't spitting more than 50 bars per minute, cause you ain't in lyrical fitness. Kicking boring raps with metaphors is whack. All of your motherfuckers need gnawing the track to get your weight up. Fucking with cannabis to get ate up. Beat down and sprayed up just for bringing my name up. But rocking longer than niggas twice my age. Back in the days before Bob Marley was rocking the fade, before Honest Abe signed a paper that freed slaves, before Neanderthals was drawing on walls and caves. I existed in the Garden of Eden getting lifted, sticking dick to Eve before she was Adam's mistress, before Christ created Christmas. I've been in lyrical fitness. The cannabis is spitting to me spitless. 50 bars of total sickness. You won't forget this. I'm putting every whack MC alive on my shit list. Verbally vicious, telekinetically gifted. Took you a minute to exhibit that I'm sick with it. Now you tell me who you think is damaging shit. Going once, going twice, sold to that nigga named Cannabis. Me and Mr. Chief, A-plus, a phone doctor hopping after Huey helicopter to super chop ya. Groove home and death squad. 9-7, nigga.
Gospel Radio. You already know how we do. Beats from the East. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it goes down. Big shout out to Buckshot. Big shout out to Mr. Cheeks, LB fam. I'm going to go to this 323 live on the air, Gospel Radio. What's happening?
What's cracking? It's Ace.
Man, MCA in the house. Man, pleasure having you here. What's going on with you, my dude?
Just chilling right now in the studio working, trying to finish up, you know, just calling in right quick to holler.
Yeah, and I know you was busy and let us know that, so we got a few minutes. But now that I got everybody on the line and got you on the line, I'm also doing a giveaway right now for the show, you know what I'm saying, the West Honors. And I'm giving away tickets tonight, too, out there in Downey. So, you know, definitely shout out to you and Cocaine for the show. But, you know, tell these people real quick what's going on right now. Like you said, you're working in the studio. What's new with MCA right here, right now on Dofo Radio?
Well, you know, just chilling, you know, trying to finish up this record, you know, Which Way Is West. With DJ Premier, we're going to drop it this summer, or late summer, just trying to finish that up, working on a single right now, got the EP out right now, Keep It Hood, you know, that's banging, you know, got a couple of shows coming up, you know, I'll be in the West Honors, then I got Santa Ana, the Observatory, then I'm in Chicago, April the 10th, you know, so just moving around, trying to keep it busy. Also was nominated, you know, for a feature on Kendrick's album for a Grammy. So just, you know, just trying to stay busy and active with this West Coast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And let me tell you, you and a project with Premier is ridiculous. Because, you know, too, I mean, Soul Assassins, when you did your thing, I mean, I love when people, and just not just you personally, but people branch out like that. You know, it doesn't matter East Coast, West Coast, down South, whatever it is, but you're, you know, even being from the West Coast and the rapper and the scene that you have out here, you still are very versatile. You blend on any track. How do you do that?
Man, that's just, you know, that's just being an artist first, you know, being true to hip-hop. It shouldn't matter, you know, what type of music or what beat it is or what coast it is. If you're true to the art form, then you can perform and get down on any level. So, and then having respect for, you know, other cats with the craft, you know. I just respect good music. So when it came down to get down with Muggs or Pete Rock on Soul Survivor or Muggs on Soul Assassins or, you know, get down with Premier, you know, with doing this album, you know, it's a no-brainer. You just got to be able to adapt to all different types of music, man, and that's what I do. You know, West Coast is first, but, you know, but you still got to be able as an artist to adapt to whatever flows is because everybody is universal, you know.
Yeah. Now working with Premier, you know, collectively, how was that experience?
I mean, I've been doing Premier for a long time, so, you know, the experience is nothing because him being a class producer, he know what type of flavors it is. He know music in a whole because he was around the board, you know. Premier's from, he's all over the board with his musical gifts, man, with his production, you know. He could do a record for me, then do something for Bumpy, then do something for Christina Aguilera, then do something for Nas, then, you know, he's just universal, so. Working with Premier, knowing him for so long, you know, knowing Premier over 20 years, you know, so he knows the type of music that I'm used to. I know what his production is like, so we just kind of blend, you know. I'm an MC, he's a DJ, so that's how we look at it, you know. He comes up with the music that I'm able to flow to, and I don't have to sit and describe what type of music I need because he already knows what's there. From being a fan of music first, so we kind of blend. It's a nice combination.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I got my co-host in the house, Matt Four, part of this Dofo Radio team. Matt Four, MCA in the house. What's happening with you?
What's up, eh?
What's cracking?
Hey, man, I'm a huge MCA fan. You obviously are one of the rappers on my top 10 all time. I remember I met you in 1995 at a mall in Riverside. This is a long time ago. I'm pretty sure you ran up to a bunch of people. You couldn't probably remember anyways. But I met you at the mall and shit, and I asked you about when was the next album that was coming out, and that's when you said Death Threats. I was starstruck at that time because I was still in high school and shit, young as fuck, but you were definitely one of my favorite artists, and I always remember that day.
Good looking, people. Good looking.
Now, Aid, got to ask you, I know you got another question, but, you know, Four and I have obviously Dot Full Radio and everything we're doing here. We're born and raised in Riverside. So, like, when, you was out there and everything like that, it was like we took pride in that, like, MCA live out here. You know, not that you get anything away from, you know, from where you're from and everything, but again, as teenagers and stuff like that, it was like, man, you know, Riverside's on the map. MCA out here, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I still stomp around Riverside Corona. You know, I head coach for the Corona Chargers, so I'm all up and down Riverside Corona. So we still getting it in out here. It's still a place. It's still West Coast, or whether it's Compton, Riverside, whatever. You know, we all know what it is around there.
Hell yeah! MCA in the fucking house.
Now, what's up, Paul? I know you got questions for him.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time, so I got, like, maybe one or two. But you're still working with DJ Mike T and DJ Slip?
Yes, all around them.
Yeah,
DJ Mike T's DJing, and Slip, you know, he work, Slip travels, he be working on sort of rigs. He does a lot of robotic shit, so Slip is into that shit right now. But he still do his beat making and all that. But Slip travels the world, man. He works on offshore rigs and shit like that with robotics and submarines and all that type of shit.
That's crazy. Because I remember when you guys did We Come Strap, that whole album, that and when you did the Menace of Society soundtrack, like, that music, it's actually, the beats are actual music. It's like, the melodies that you guys used, nobody was fucking with. And to me, the way it sounded, that shit was dope back then.
Well, you know, we was one of the first cats, you know. We would always steer left with music. And then with only me and Slip being in charge of production, it was basically whatever we wanted to do. So most of the times, you would call my man Willie and play live keyboards, pianos, saxophone, trumpets, and basically we would call him in and I create or Slip create something, and we would just build off of each other. You know, I'd come with a bass line, Slip come up with a drum track, and then we let Willie's ego crazy on shit. We was always like that because we sampled a lot of jazz stuff, a lot of Meters, a lot of Otis Redding, a lot of Isaac Hayes. So our background was more musical. That's why we was a lot different than, you know, maybe N.W.A. and Cube and whatever.
Oh, yeah,
because
for sure.
We were wide-scale musical with our shit. We didn't deal with just a typical Parliament or Zap or George Clinton, you know.
Yeah,
we
stood out.
Yeah, we went totally left with our music, you know. So we was just trying to be different and stand out. Now, you know, even though we was all representing Compton, we just felt like from where we was from and what neighborhood and the part of Compton we was from, we had something different to offer. So when it came to producing and making music, we wanted our shit to just be different from the typical, you know, backyard boogie sound, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because I still fuck with all your records to this day, so I'm excited about the project what you guys doing with DJ Premier, because I bought the ones you did with Spice One, the ones you did with Brother Lynch. I mean, I buy all that stuff that's current. I mean, because I'm a huge A fan, like, that's no joke. I mean, it's like...
Oh, yeah, this record is going to be definitely... It's official. You know, it's West Coast. It's called Which Way Is West. It's official 8 Music. it just got Premier's hand in it, you know. We got Rage on the record, Bumpy Knuckles. I got Chill on the record, you know. So it's going to be a beautiful thing, you know. It's some real West Coast music.
Hell yeah.
Now,
hey,
can
I talk about one more? Go ahead. No, go ahead. You got one more question?
Yeah, I got one more question. Whatever happened with the NOTR album that was supposed to come out? And I mean, was that album ever completed?
Hey, you still there? Yo, MCA, you still rocking with us? Put him on mute real quick and go to the back line and make sure that the connection is still there. Obviously, we're rocking with MC8. I mean, what else can you say? Just legends in the house. We definitely going to, you know what I'm saying, make sure everything is golden with that. In fact, let me try to go back to him real quick again.
What's correct?
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I can hear you.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead, Forrest.
All right. What I was saying about the NOTR record was, at the time, Time Warner was running, you know, everything, you know. And Warner Brothers, you know, which was affiliated with Electric, which was affiliated with Atlantic. And the NOTR record was through my label, through Big Beat, through Atlantic. So at the time of the Cop Killer record, it was a lot of controversy on a lot of negative records that was coming out on that end. So when Time Warner decided that they didn't want to be affiliated with any negative record stereotyping, whatever, NOTR, the project that got caught up in that. Thus, you know, remember, Atlantic didn't want to distribute any more Death Row shit. So, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how Death Row ended up on Interscope and blah, blah, blah. And that's how Dre ended up, and the rest is history with Dre and Aftermath and Interscope. But the deal was through Atlantic, and Atlantic, who was affiliated with Warner Brothers, and Warner, who was owned by Time Warner and blah, 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 they basically said, we're not putting out any negative records. So because NOTR was, you know, the fuck you type of, we from Compton, we shoot guns and we sell dope, and this is how we live, and, you know, this is a product of our environment. They didn't want to touch, so NOTR got shelved.
Man, they're assholes. Man, but that shit would have been dope if it would have been released, man.
Yeah, it was a dope project. I mean, we shot a video. We had a video, too. We had one video, and the record was completed. It was mastered. It was turned in, you know. They had promoted it a little bit, you know, saying it was coming out, you know, but it never came out because at the time they didn't want to release any projects like that. They didn't want to release nothing that had to do with negativity as far as the West Coast is concerned, all behind the Cop Killer record. So.
God damn, see Dolores Tucker.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Hey, and real quick.
So that's
why
NOTR never hit the shelves.
But, you know, obviously that's our co-host here, Die for Radio, Mad for. Before we let you go, we just got a couple callers that definitely want to chop it up with you. And, again, we're just privileged to have you in the house. And, actually, I'm going to go to my man, 724, but real quick, I just got a text message from Binky Mac. That's the homie over here, Die for Radio. That's part of my fam. And he's in a session right now, but he says, big shout-out to MCA, and he said, what's up to you, man? And actually, Binky's going to be performing our single on March 1st. I performed that night, too. So Binky's going to be up there, and definitely he said, what up to you?
Well, that's my people right there. Shout-out to my man, Binky Mac. All, it's all hood.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But 724, you in the house for MCA on Gospel Radio.
Yeah, what's good, man? Y'all can hear me good?
Yeah.
Man, how's it going, MCA? Man, it's crazy.
What's cracking?
Hey,
what's cracking,
man? Man, not much, man. I just got to say my favorite album of yours is Section 8, man. Section 8, that's my album right there.
Yeah, Section 8 was banging. You know, Strawberries and Cream and Days of 89. That was a banging record right there.
I had no problems with Section 8. It came out real thick.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. And I just got a couple questions for you, man.
Hey, real quick. Hey, Josh, taking Josh, it back. Hold on. Hey, Josh, hold on real quick because we got a special guest in the house, Binky Mac. You rocking with us with MC8?
Yeah, man, I'm rocking. I'm up here in the we're in the studio right now. But I'm going to step out. Hold on because I got to stop. Hey, what's happening, homie?
What's cracking with you, Bink?
Man, we up here working, man. I just had to step out of here right now. What's the word?
I'm doing the same thing, trying to finish it up, trying to get ready, getting ready, trying to get the show stuff ready for South by Southwest going out there with Premier and Rage. We're going to get it cracking.
That's the tour?
Yeah, Rage doing a record with Premier, too, so we about to go out to – we about to do some showcases out at South by Southwest, so we're just trying to get everything cracking.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. Y'all should be about done. Y'all should, because you've been working on that for a minute, right?
Yeah, I've been working. We've been working on this project for a minute. You know, we're probably like three songs almost done. I got a song to do with Bumpy Knuckles, and then Premier doing the single, and then we got a cut to do with Rage, and then we should be done.
Done deal. That's hot. That's hot. That's hot. What's going on? Y'all on that powwowing, huh?
Yeah,
is this live on the air? We live on the air?
Ain't that out of sample? We live on the air, my dude. You already know how Die 4 Radio goes.
Die 4. And y'all got to play, I'm up here doing this. I'm recording this artist. But y'all got to play a cut by 8, my favorite cut. One of my favorite cuts is Another Victim. Y'all got to play that. So if you ain't got it up, download it before he leaves or whatever, and play it. I got to hear that, you know, one time.
No, we got it.
Yeah, that's my cut.
Hey, hi. So
we got to hook up, man. So, you know, you got to
holler at me, Bink. I got your number. You got my number. I got your number. Let's holler at me.
Yeah, I got your number. Yeah, yeah. It's all love. All love, man. Shout out to y'all, man.
Sir.
All right, peace out.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely Binky Mac coming. I'm going to go back to our man from Pennsylvania. From PA. Josh, my bad to cut you off like that. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and ask
good, man.
To A real quick.
Yeah, man, just got a couple questions, man, kind of going back to the days when you did San Andreas, man. How was that process like? And, like, all the people that were involved in that project, did you get to meet all of them? Because I read an interview a little bit back where Young Melee was talking about it. He said it was kind of like y'all just came in, y'all recorded y'all stuff, and y'all just left. What was that process like when y'all did San Andreas?
Well, basically, to me, it was like, I mean, if you had done movies and shit, it was like doing voiceovers for movies. You know, they flew us into New York, you know, you walk you into the studio, and basically they just put on the big screen of the actual game, and then basically why it's going with no sound. They give you a script, and then they want you to fill in basically what's going on. So it's like a long process. It was like I was there for like 3 days, and I had to do the shit for like 9 hours for like 3 days straight. So it was a long process because you got to read. You got to try to match up the voice to the words moving on the screen. So it was kind of difficult. It was difficult, but it came out tight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rockstar because, you know, they came back and got at me to get down on the Grand Theft Auto 5 soundtrack. So me and my man Freddie Gibbs and Cocaine did a cut for Grand Theft Auto 5. So everything is all good.
Definitely, man. That's how I found out about you, man, because I'm a little bit younger, man. Like, my game came out 04, 05.
Right.
Yeah,
it's all good, people. Whatever way you can get your knowledge of some MC8 or some CMW, it's all good. Whether it be the video games or whether it be getting listening to Kendrick or whatever new avenue it is, man, it's all good, you know. That's how it is. You can learn something. Everybody got a little something to give from his hip-hop, so it's good and fortunate that
man.
It's good and fortunate that the younger generation can come along and appreciate some of this MC8, you know, in this time, this most. So it's all good. Good looking.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. And also just one more question real quick on CT Experience, because I know you was in that process. And kind of going back a little bit to San Andreas, because, like, that game kind of set me off, like, on everybody, Young Melee and all that, and Dub C and Dre and all them. So when is that going to happen again? I'd like to see another CT experience, man. That was great, man.
Oh, yeah, that was a tight project. That was it. You know, I talked to Dub and I talked to Melee, like, often, so I'm going to have to talk to Crazy Tunes and find out. But I heard they was finna put one together, so from my knowledge, it's probably in the works. But just be looking out for it, because I heard they was going to put another one together.
Same with Young Melee's new album, too. I'm waiting for that. Been patiently waiting.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that, too. You know, Melee working right now, too. You know, like I said, I speak to Melee often. So he grinding right now, with Dub, trying to get his, you know, get his name and get everything together. Everything's working good for Melee because, you know, he's getting real popular fans out there, and a lot of people appreciate Melee music. So he should be dropping an album, an official album, real soon.
Oh, that's good news, man. That's
absolutely. Well, PA, we definitely
for sure.
Josh,
for sure.
You're a big supporter. We appreciate you. I'm gonna go to my man Sneak Rothstein. What's happening with you? MCA live on Doppel Radio.
Man, a fucked up childhood is why the way I am. It's got me in the state where I don't give a damn. Somebody help me, but nah, they don't hear me though. I guess I'm being the victim of it. Ghetto, that's my shit right there, man. Hey, much respect to you, fam, for being in the building. And man, this is what's up right here, man. You put the West Coast on the map, and I still got the blue cassette tape. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old school cat. You know, born in the '70s, raised in the '80s, stuck in the '90s. So I'm still rocking the '90s joints. And I got a couple questions for you, OG. If you know what I mean,
we
still got some time. For sure. Any more movies in the works? And what's up with that First Generation album, man? We waiting on that.
Movies, I've been talking to a couple of cats, you know. My man DJ Pooh working on some new stuff. So me and him connecting. So hope that's gonna crack off something like that. First Generation, you know, we was working on some stuff. We did a few songs, you know. Just make sure everybody was blending right. So once everybody get through with their legal situations, we're going to pull that back together and get that cracking off too.
For sure. We can't wait for that to drop. And, man, we support you 100% over here at Die4 Radio. Bigger team going over here. And you're the reason why, you know what I'm saying, a lot of these West Coast MCs spit on that mic. You know what I'm saying? Coming up, listening to that CMW. I remember I got that shit from the cop to swap me. Didn't even know what I was getting, you know what I'm saying? I put it in my cassette deck, put it in my Pioneer, you know what I'm saying, cassette player.
Oh, yeah, that was the days of music right there. You go to Compton Swap and get the cassette.
Yep.
You get to hear some of that street shit, you know. Man, that's how we grew up. It was lessons that was taught for us, for a lot of cats who pops the dead or locked down or older brothers or whatever. We just had that lesson in our music, man. That's what I call it, you know, because if we were stomping from the 70s and 80s, we went through some rough times. So the music I was just making, man, was just to let niggas know what we was going through as far as, and, you know, like you said, if you was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s, 90s, then you know what it was and what we had to go through. So I just tried to make music so people could understand what we was doing over here. Because people look at it like, all these suckers bang for colors and they don't know what's going on and they stupid and retarded. But it was deeper than that. So my music was just to try to give cats an understanding of what we was going through as far as trying to grow up in the situation. So, you know, good looking.
Most def. Salute, hey. Big love. Much love to you.
Good looking, people.
That's what's up. And quick question, too, and I'm going to let just a couple more callers get at you, and you'll, you know, definitely get back. When you did go to acting, you know, including Menace and everything else you've done, and then going to Rockstar and everything, was it something that, you know, that when you took to it that you really enjoyed? Because, look, I'm not going to shout any names out right now, but I know some – well-known artists that yourselves that have done, you know, whether it be TV shows to movies and the thing like that, and being in production as far as movies and shit like that, it wasn't their cup of tea. They're like, I enjoyed what I did for that project, but I definitely don't want to be in production. How did you feel about, you know, getting into that? Was it something you were comfortable with from the get-go?
I mean, you know, I was, you know, when they came to me to do the shit, I mean, I was like a little skeptical because, you know, I was still trying to represent the neighborhood. So I didn't want cats to be looking at me as some Hollywood type of motherfucker, you know, getting lead roles and all that. So I guess that was one of the reasons, you know, I kind of, you know, was a little falling back by it. But it gave me a chance to show cats how real niggas from We Got Down did. Not to have an actor portray that situation, because, you know, some of them cats is really actor, you know. I don't consider myself an actor because I didn't go to acting school. I didn't do TV shows and all this stuff, and I didn't go after it. Now, not to say I'm not, you know, dumb and niggas want a paycheck or whatever, you know. You know, I work and want to make money or whatever, but I'm not one of them cats that just capitalize off of the dollar sign. You know what I'm saying? One of the reasons why they make songs or do certain movie roles when I was asked to, when, you know, CM Dub and 8 was, you know, up on that scale or whatever, I never chased that because I didn't want people to depict me as one of those Hollywood type of cats to just turn a buck. So I just tried to stay humble with it. If it was something that I felt I could really get into, or I really knew what was going on and it wasn't going to depict me in some funny ass light, then yeah, let's do it. But if you want me to play some clown and put on some big shoes and a bow tie, then, you know, I kind of turned them roles down because they came, you know. But you gotta draw the line at some places. So that's what I did. I always stuck to the type of music I do. I always, you know, I didn't want to chase movie roles or TV roles or whatever just because it was a dollar sign. And not to say I'm dumb and wouldn't play whatever, but it's just sometimes you got to draw the line at what you're doing. My thing is hip-hop. That's what I am. That's what I do.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got a 562-673 caller, Gospel Radio, MC8 in the house. What's happening with you?
What's crack? I want to give a shout-out to the homeboy MCA representing that Compton. Man, I've been trying to track you down for a week. It's your boy Big T-Dub about the LBC posting. What's cracking, eh?
What's cracking, T-Dub?
I done had so many cats try to track you down to get your number, man. I'm tired,
what's
man.
What's cracking, Dub?
I'm tired.
You didn't hit Kwame? Why you didn't hit Kwame?
Man, I hit Rick D. You know his silly ass. I said, Rick D, can y'all let cats to get a number for me, man. My people's out here from Japan. They've been on my back. I've been trying. I didn't hit different sites.
Somebody, man, Julio been calling me. Nick, a couple of cats been calling me saying the Japan cats was out here trying to link up.
I didn't hit Boom Bam. I didn't hit all kind of cats. The niggas just won't call me back, man. I'm trying to get an A so we can set this thing up, man.
T-Dub, that Folsom page. That Folsom page on Facebook, that's you?
The F, but it's space. It's F-O-E, and it don't have space, but it's just space, S-U-N. They can't break away and you ain't got no number. You can shoot me because I know everybody listening.
Just hold on for the second, homie, and I'll have you connect with them on the back line. I'll just get, one more caller in.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, you guys can connect real quick, so I'm going to put you on hold just for a second.
For sure, for sure.
That's what's up. So we'll go to one more caller and then let you go. Definitely, hey, you know, I know you're a busy man and everything. I got 480 in the house. What's happening, Dafoe Radio MC8? Where we do it?
Yo, hey, how you doing?
What's cracking?
This is Jacob Popperwell, West Side Connection, all from the I. This is your boy Jacob. You one of my friends on Facebook. I hollered at you.
Yeah, what's cracking, people? Yeah, I know what's happening. What's good with you?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a shout-out because I grew up on that CW, you feel me? So, you know, CMW and stuff, the Duck Sick. Remember that? I know you do. Come on.
Oh yeah, man. That's a no, man. My man DJ Slip came up with that. You know, I used to be one of our terms we used to use back in the days. Like I said, CMW, we was always trying to be different. So we used to make up our own little slang words. So duck sick was one of them. You know, just try to twist up some shit, man. You know, we was thugs. You know, as they want to call. We was cats in the streets, but we was clever when it came to this hip-hop because we knew what we had to do to maintain and have a different angle. So even though we spit tales of the hood and we told you about hood rats and police brutality and cats who slang dope or get caught up, we still had to be clever with it to catch catch people's ears. So one of those little clever slang words and one of those little clever songs that we came up with, you know. That's one of my favorites right now. I still bang duck sick to this day.
Yeah, that was, to be honest with you, that was one of my favorite tracks off of that CMW album. You know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah, the original, you know, duck sick is banging. The original duck sick is, duck sick 2 is good too, but I like the original duck sick because it was raw, it was gritty. That's like DJ Slip at his best right there.
Right, that's sick. And I appreciate you, man. I followed you, you know, I was born in 76, and I followed hip-hop ever since it started, back with, you know, Nucleus and all them. So,
oh, well, sure. If you was born in 76, then you know all the classic hip-hop there. You was right there, so you know what's tracking. Good looking on that, man. Stay with that.
Yeah, well, we getting it. I rode with Dyfo, you know what I'm saying? Dyer Lansky, that's the homie right there. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, that's right.
Biggie Mac call up.
I'm about to get back to work in this studio.
So real
get back
before,
to work
before you
mixing
do that,
down
though,
this record.
A,
but
let me
shout
get a
out to everybody.
Dyfo
Radio.
You know,
thanks for having me. My peoples who hooked it up. Shout out. Good looking. Y'all be on the lookout for that new album, Which Way is dropping. In the meantime, pick up that EP. You can download it right now, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon. It's called Keep It Hood, 17 cuts produced by Brink Sinatra with cuts by DJ Premier on every song. So, you know, we just trying to take it back old school. So bang that. You know, we on the road, you know, we have some shows. I'll be in Santa Monica this Friday. Like I said, Anna, I'll be there March 15th. Chicago, I'll be there April 10th. You know, we're just trying to get it in.
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate you immensely for coming through, for sure. Hold on the line real quick so you can give that information to your boy, and we're going to go into the Westsiders, you know what I'm saying? So definitely appreciate it. And real quick, let me give one more Dyfo shout-out because, unfortunately, I was talking while you were saying it, you know what I mean? So a shameless plug, but let me get it real quick.
Yeah, once again, MCA, Blue Stamp Music in the building, official. Which Way is West is coming. Keep It Hood right here, Dyfo Radio. Yeah.
gas like a balloon. Serving more motherfuckers than a saloon. Not giving a fuck if he's bigger. Nigga, I'm living by the motherfucking trigger. I got caught by the oldie. I'm smarter than the average G like Yogi Bear. Don't care about the pig. Hit the back, fist to the alien dick. Stack the 357 in the trash. Grab the mint to make a fucking dance with the crib. And I'll be just like the gingerbread man instead of a wolf. The pigs have to catch me if they can. A gangster having fun, niggas on the run. Never leave my pad without the gag, cause it's like that. Do or die, who rider? I can think about a lot of motherfuckers that I oughta be doing to the west. It looks like a hurricane, bro. It's a thriller, a Manila, the killer, the back, it's a motherfucking shield, goddammit. Back on that late night hype, so start sweating. Food, catch your blues, leave your family threatened. I'm talking a point, cause your ass don't get power. Niggas on the run, so you best not show up. The slot, the slick, the wicked, get it straight. Cap, get real, we'll be chill with the X. Switch on that snitch that bitch with my gangsta swerve. I'm going out cause it's do or die. Who ride? West side of
let me grab you from the motherfucking top to the bottom. BG straight forcing on that ass like Steve Boston. Hit the pedal cause I'm saucing. Negro flow can be felt of confidence. I'm saucing. And it's to win it and a damn thing funny. Cause it's all for the money. A nigga snuffer jacket. A motherfucker at a young age. Soaker, 14, hitting that in, no choker. We get our scraps on, we get our caps on. Bitches be feeling like witches, we get our slaps on. And giving niggas permanent dimples. Can this be so motherfucking simple? The folk is paid on the block, cause I'm a rider, nigga.
Motherfuckers, then give us 80 feet. Can't compete, might just get your punk ass beat. Fuckin' this shit gon' make me duck. Feel more motherfuckers up than a Reebok pump. Troy ate me, couldn't make no pass. Take deal and I kill and tap more fat ass. Original baby gangster with a broke beat. Got more strikes than Snoop Dogg, got bitches on his track. Making them fall like motherfucking dominoes. Never show no love for the naked hoes. Niggas can't fade me, no way. Keep hang, bang from Compton, big baby. It's hyper wreck your hoe, set one time. Can't buy my motherfucking nine. I grab your cash and dash, nothing but a hoop rider. Nigga, what's got him? It's Jake in the house. Chill, boom, bam in the house. We got the chill in the house. Nigga, and a phone in the house. Nigga, we pullin' the trick up, fuck you, nigga. And that's how it's going down for the night and shot. Yeah, trick up.
Godful Radio in the house. Just another legendary night. Matt Four, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. That shit was dope.
Yeah, man. Just, you know, just the way we do it. Thing is, too, I love how the guests that we have really have something to say. And even though it's an interview and, you know, kind of the same questions tend to come out of interviews because the people want to know the most, you know, important information. Everybody we've had has had something to say, been articulate in their own mind. You know what I'm saying? Been, I mean, everything we're doing has just been classic. You know, so.
Hell yeah.
Big shout out to Mr. Cheeks. Big shout out to MCA. Big shout out to Buckshot. I mean, definitely going down.
Boy, okay. Shout out to all them motherfuckers. I mean, they make the show go. Yeah, it does, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So the overtime for Die 4 is not going to go too long tonight. I'm going to bring my man Josh in to give his last shout-out. Josh, how you feeling about Die 4's show? You've been supporting, you know what I'm saying, every night consistently now. So how you feeling, brother?
Oh, man, this show was great, man. I had prepared when I came, the questions prepared for Buckshot, man. I kind of didn't know really what to say to Mr. Cheeks, man. I know the Lost Boys, but, you know, I'm still learning on that one. And the questions for 8, man, I already kind of had them on the back of my head. I already knew what I was saying to him. I know about 8, so that's just, man, crazy. Got to ask what I wanted to ask him, man. Much appreciated.
Well, salute to you, my G. I appreciate the support. And you already know, homie, we're going to come with it. You know, big shout-out to my man Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? Big
shout out to the Dude
the Knowledge crew. You know what I'm saying? And I got to give an extra big shout-out, and we're going to talk more about this on, you know what I'm saying, really extensively, but Gospel Radio has actually been put in the position and everything we've been doing along with my man Todd Davis, who's my brother from another, obviously, to where now we're in association with the Hype magazine, which is just unbelievable. Hard work does pay off. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Jamila. Big shout out to everybody that rocks with us. You know, and this Dark Horse Nationwide Worldwide. Sneak, what's happening with you?
Man, you already, man. I want to give a big shout out to the 200,000 plus digital subscribers, man, and the 200 plus visitors that show love to the hypemagazine.com, man. And big shout out to the Die For Radio platform. This is crazy. I'm honored to be a part of this team, a part of this movement right here. It's a high speed moving train. You can't slow a high speed moving train. The only thing that happens is you get ran the fuck over, man. So we ain't stopping. We going hard body. And I got a special guest on the line. He want to give a shout out too before we get off the line, man.
Yeah, this MC Rubber Grip, man. I'm feeling down for radio, man.
That's what's up, homie. That's what's up.
Nah, it's me, man. Yo, man.
I already know
solo,
who it is.
What's
already
you, bro?
Who it is. I already know your voice, homie. You ain't playing no games on me.
Nah. I already
know.
I know.
Nah,
this was a great show tonight, man.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
A great show.
Definitely feeling it. And Buckshot, you know, what's crazy is what I loved about the Buckshot, not taking anything away from the guests that we had, but, you know, Buckshot,
right,
honestly, he was like, yo, call me and let's rock it. And so,
okay,
you know, I called him and was like, Buck, what's up? We about to go live on the air. He's like, I've been waiting for your call. I mean, what's good? And, like, hit me up. Like, what's happening with you? What's
right.
good with you? This man. And I was like, well, you know, Buck, like, I'm supposed to be giving an interview. He's like, it doesn't matter. You family, man. I'm so happy to be on your show. So,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Buckshot to be like, yo, you know, let's do this. Call me up and let's roll. You know what I'm saying? And big shout
right.
out to MC8. Obviously, he was definitely busy.
Yeah.
He really doing
yeah,
the thing. And yeah, I'm
shout
sorry. Who's not
Chiefs
excited
too, man.
About it? Yeah, Mr. Cheeks, of course. But who's not excited about a premiere and MC8 project?
Oh,
I mean,
my
that's
God.
Yeah, that's
because you
be
already
crazy.
Know. You already know, like, with the Soul Assassins type of shit, you know, Muggs, even though, you know, West Coast and Cypress Hill and Psycho Realm and everything he's doing, you know, West Coast,
right,
he did kind of have those East Coast sound of beats, or those Alchemist almost sound of beats. I'm not trying to compare.
Yeah, it's true.
King Muggs to Alchemist, but, and then when, like I said, when 8 did that Soul Assassins, I mean, you already knew he was a versatile, you know, MC. I love how he called
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when they had it with 50 Cent. He made a beat for 50 and G Unit at one time when he was warring with Ja Rule. I think it was called Bump Heads or something like that. It was crazy,
yep.
man. If I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to the call lines real quick because this is an East Coast call. I got my fan, my brother here, DMD. DMD, you still there with us? DMD. We might be on mute. Either way, you know, give an announcement. Next Monday, I have DMD on the show, and we're going to premiere some cuts, even though I already play him. We're going to premiere some cuts off his brand-new album coming out. DMD, you there with us? I guess maybe not, but he's definitely my special guest on Monday night. And I can't wait for his album. DMD is a grinder. DMD is a hustler. DMD is a talented MC. He is doing major damage. And I can't wait to have him on the show. And, you know, Monday night's definitely going to go down. Definitely going to go down. And that's the day. And if I'm correct, that's why I'm trying to get him on the line. I may have my information confused, but I think I'm 100 like I usually am. Not only is it the day his album is dropping, but it's also his birthday, I want to say. So, you know, big shout out to DMD because we're definitely going to hold him down like we always do here on Dieful Radio. And just beautiful things happening, y'all. Just beautiful things. Look, you know, March 1st, DMD, you there? You're not there. Tomorrow night, though, out here in L.A., we got Chucky Sly Darlansky live.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Bordner off Cherokee.
Chucky Sly is a beast, too.
Well, Chucky Sly and I are in the studio right now. He's got to give a shout out. Chucky Sly, talk to the peoples.
One love to all my people. What's going down? Yo, tomorrow night, the 20th, Bordner's, Los Angeles, off Cherokee. It's going to be completely unique, badass hip-hop experience. Yo, just enough love.
You already know.
Hey, you better pick my ass up for that show.
He's already out here in L.A., my dude.
He's staying over there?
Yeah. We about to get it in. We got Chain Reaction to finish up, hosted by my man Sneak Rothstein.
Nicole.
God damn it.
God damn it.
Hey, man, this is right over there.
you know, big shout out to everybody who supported, you know, Shut Them Down Radio. You know, Sneak says it's an honor to be here at Die For. Well, you know, it's an honor to have Shut Them Down part of our team. And that's really the way it goes down. And that's the way I feel.
Yeah.
You know, big shout-out to Killer Ron. Big shout-out to – look, there's Drodians and Shut Them Down Radio people retweeting me and sharing my shit and this and that I've never talked to in my life. And they post shit like they've known me for 10 years. You see me? So the amount of support we got and everything is just crazy. Look out for these Dieful Radio shows coming in association with Hype Magazine. That's a real big deal, y'all. Also, look for your boy, Darlansky, in the next 2 weeks on an app called Hang With, y'all. It's for Android and iPhone. Hang With. This is the new Twitter. This is the new Facebook. And Darlansky is a featured artist. No joke.
That's what's up.
Featured artist on there. You know what I'm saying? To where we really doing it big. You guys can follow me. I'll be broadcasting 3, 6, and 9 minute videos, videos from the studio, videos from concerts, videos from everywhere. You can follow it. It'll be posted on my Facebook and Twitter. And I'm one of the first independent artists to be sponsored by Hang With. You know what I'm saying? The clients to Hang With include 50 Cent, Timbaland, you know what I'm saying? As far as sports people, Larry Fitzgerald, Terrell Owens, as far as comedy, Larry the Cable Guy. This is a real deal business right here, and Darlansky and Dieful is one of the first independent artists to be represented by this company. And I tell you what, they've been open for about 8 months now, and it's flawless firmware on your mobile phones, people. And let me tell you, they've already surpassed the amount of downloads that Twitter got within 8 months. Last month, in the 7th month, they got over 1 million downloads already. So you know what I'm saying? Look at
it.
Hang With. HANGW/ Hang With. Looking for Android software and iPhone software. It's right there. Anybody can sign up, just like Twitter, just like, you know what I'm saying, just like Facebook, just like Instagram, anything like that. You get followers. It's a social media. It's a social network. But you can broadcast live video where people interact with you live on the air. You know what I'm saying? So definitely check it out. See more information. Darlansky's on there. Definitely going in. Man, what a beautiful night for hip hop. So, what else can I say? Man, for a big black shout out, my dude.
Yo, shout out. Nobody. I'm out.
Also, watch out for my man, Sneak Rothstein. Anybody that's friends with Sneak Rothstein, look out for him because he's going to be broadcasting, you know, some videos from the Hang With app. And you guys can get a little more familiar. Go sign in. Go create a free profile. You do it with Twitter. You do it with all this other thing. We're taking over the game with it. You know what I mean? And, that's definitely the way it goes down. So that's what's up. Sneak, what's up with some last words?
Man, shout out to the whole Die 4 team. You know what I'm saying? It's my fam right here. Shout out to the guests that came through, Mr. Cheeks, MCA, Buckshot, a.k.a. the BDI. Very informative information, man. You know what I'm saying? Excellent, excellent platform. Big shout out to the Drodians, Drodians.com. Big shout out to Shut 'Em Down Radio. I'm broadcasting every Sunday over there from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Catch me at Die 4 Radio, the Drodian Show, every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. I got Arabian Prince coming through. I got, who am I missing right now? Man, I got D-Shot coming through. And who else? And Jay Rudy Damager. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And the show's going to get better, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm following in the footsteps of greatness right now. And, man, I'm part of a monumental team, man. Die for Drodian. And, you know, QB, man. QB holding me down. California holding me down, man. My real ninjas is here, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to this whole situation.
That's a, you know, big shout out to Todd Davis. Also, tomorrow night on Die for Radio, 8:30 Pacific time, we got, you know, Rampage from Flip Mode. We got Smooth the Hustler. And I'm pretty sure now Black Rob had to reschedule, which is all good because you already know we good with Duck Down. So that is what it is. But I'm pretty sure we're going to grab Wise Intelligence. You know what I'm saying, for the show. So it's definitely going to go down for hip-hop, you know, and make that happen. And, again, Saturdays, you know, the Drodian Show, Die for Radio. We definitely doing it next Monday. DMD's getting it in with us, special edition for his album. And just we still got Dirty Shallow on the line?
Yeah, Shallow's still
with
us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, give
you
last
shout-out. I got last words, man. Shout-out to Die for Radio. Shout-out to all of us, man. We out here, you know, pursuing what we need to do, you know, making major moves. Salute to everybody. Let's get it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to give my last shout-out. Shout-out to everybody that supports me. Shout-out to everybody that back in the day when I used to write with a spray can on the wall, this little four letters, R-Y-M-E, rhyme, rhymer one, rhymes, whatever it was, SDK in the house. Still don't care, my crew. And motherfuckers are like, yo, you love hip-hop so much, and you rap so tight. I know you're going to be doing something with hip-hop very soon. And even though it took this long, I stayed in my own lane like we were talking with Buckshot, and we made it happen. We're shutting them down right now with the Drodian Nation and dying for it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way we do it. So shout-out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Sneak, I'm going to holler at you. DMD, big shout-out to you. Justify was on the line. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody that supports Die for Radio. If you don't support it, then I guess that's just what happens. We'll catch y'all in the trails, homie. So, you know what I'm saying? What a beautiful night. Big shout-out to MCA. Big shout-out to Mr. Cheeks. Queens in the house. You know what I'm saying? Lost Boys in the house. Rest in peace, Freaky Ta. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Buckshot, Boot Camp Click, Duck Down, everybody that's rocked with us. You know what I'm saying? Look out for those beats, you know what I'm saying, that I'm sending Black Moon. You know what I mean? My man 5FT hit us up and said, I need some Diamansky heaters. So that's what I'm going to send him. You feel me? And that's the way we do it. Big shout-out to Hype Magazine. Big shout-out to Jamila. Big shout-out to Todd Davis. Big shout-out to my Die 4 team. I love y'all. I love all the fans. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8:30, with special guests like we do it usually. Peace out, y'all. I'm actually going to end with some, you know, something relevant to what we always talk about, something that's just, you know, good with hip-hop, something that's good with all of us. It's probably going to cut us out, so I don't even know why I'm going to the song. But either way, I'm going to do it like this. I got you open, Black Moon. Come on.
get bent. I must represent, no question. Get up a dime spotter, then the morph to the dread section. Roots hit me off lovely. Coming out the spotter, had to bump because the nigga tried to bump. I'm eating off your block like what a pop-up. Pulling out on top because I want three clocks. What the fuck? Bring your bitch ass tight brigade. Hitting them all bad guns and hand grenades. I resemble the man that's wanted for murder. Got your block locked down, so don't come any further. And my clip is a 22 dum-dum. Oh yeah, I seen your mom, I hit her off with a jump. You know what I'm saying? Or put it, but forget it. I like this strong fly, so I'ma still get paid. I don't sweat it. American MC's nightmare manifested. A little shorty, pushing the fact that I'm vested. This shit called hip-hop race throne, kid. Don't front, I got you open and you don't. Shot by beats around the way. All we do is spark madism. And even like your new book shot right here, that is him. Well, let's get with the cypher, kid, pack the eight. So I can wet my lungs and blow smoke in your face. Working job, niggas can't touch me, kid. Cause I'm too nice to do big to ever hit big. Front in the bottom of my teeth like whatever shit. On the real, getting played what I never did. Cause on the mic, I gotta represent the real niggas. The real niggas get the motherfucking ill triggers. Word to herb, lick shot with my verb. And keep my hand on my grip when I play the curb. I never got caught by your undercover DD. Not chill, DT, and T can't see me. You grab mics from the ones that left broke, kid. Don't front, you know I got you. Oh, don't front, you know I got you.
Yeah.